Good morning and welcome back to the American Journal. It's been a couple of days. We've kind of been off air, enjoying the Christmas holiday, and I hope you all did as well. It was a good one. It was a very, very good holiday. I was able to enjoy it with all the people that I truly do love. Not all of them, of course. Some are still all over the country. But we try our best. But we're back now getting ready to celebrate as the new year is getting ready to be kicked off. A lot we're going to be recapping in regards to the new year between today's show and tomorrow's show. But there's a lot more to discuss because, well, social media was blowing up throughout the week, especially specifically this weekend. And that's a lot we're going to dive into today. I wanted to make sure we addressed some, big elephant in the room. As many of you guys know who, if you've been following Tucker Carlson, which I have for many, many years now, I've always admired his career, obviously, over at Fox. I was a teleprompter operator at the time and did run his prompter a couple of times and was just always amazed the long monologues and the way he was able to deliver those monologues and was a major, major fan. But there's a lot that has since changed, and it's quite a head-scratcher. It's quite the head-scratcher. We're going to dive into that. We're going to go over just the most recent changes Tucker has made in regards to Islam and in regards to people he claims he doesn't know, but he had them on his show back over at Fox. It's very, very strange, his rapid change, and he's pretending like this has been a take for quite some time, but it's not the case. We've got the tapes to prove just that. So we'll discuss that in just a little bit as well. We'll also be discussing, you know, a lot of the fraud going on in Minnesota. As many of you guys know, Somalians, when they talk about the Somalian contribution to this country, there really is none besides the fact that they are the biggest fraudsters we've ever brought into our country. And sadly, we've never had an administration that had the cojones to go out there, call them out on these things, and then deport these people who have become leeches to our system. But now, thanks to the great work of Nick Shirley, we are able to highlight all of their contributions they've made thus far. We're going to dive into that because it's a big story that's not getting enough recognition. Although it has over 100 million views, the reality of it is the politicians, when I say recognition, are refusing to do their damn jobs. They don't want to actually be critical. They don't want to actually go out there and do their jobs, cut back on the fraud. And you'd think if you are ICE or any other agency, you'd focus in on Somalia. Again, folks, we keep talking about the show. Ilhan Omar, we actually don't even know if she's a U.S. citizen. No one's actually proven that. I keep reaching out to U.S. immigration services and asking them if she's a U.S. citizen, and they don't want to get back to me on that issue. We've got a lot of issues with not just Ilhan Omar, but leadership over in Minnesota. I think they're robbing the American taxpayers. I'll dive into that in just a little bit. I'll also be talking about Nigeria specifically as well, because President Trump decided on Christmas Day, which is great news for Christians in Nigeria, to launch several strikes in Nigeria against ISIS fighters. We'll be bringing an individual onto our program who is very familiar with all of this because he's in Nigeria constantly, and he's got a lot to sound off on that front. Jude Saul is going to be joining us in just a little bit. We'll also be joined by Michael Cargill as well in the third hour of the program. He'll be joining me in studio now. Michael Cargill is my kind of person. He actually goes out there, fights the government, sues the government when they try to infringe on your Second Amendment rights. But the best part, this is why he's my person, he wins. He wins. And he's done a lot of victory laps these last few years. He'll be joining me in studio to discuss that, plus crime here in Austin, Texas, because he knows it far too well. So buckle up. We've got a jam-packed program for you in just a bit. 3 hours of endless information that the mainstream media will never have the guts to share with you, of course. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have beef cooking tallow now on sale. Now I officially feel at home because we're selling cooking products. It is a great product because it's 100% grass-fed beef tallow. It is up for sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're looking to step into the new year, get a little healthier, change up your kitchen, this is one of those items you're going to want to make sure you have present. It's 100% pure beef fat. It's packed with vitamin A, D, E, and K. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up. And of course, it's buy one, get one free on select supplements over at the Alex Jones Store as well. So head into the new year by making your personal health the main focus over at thealexjonesstore.com. More in just a second.
Our
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning. Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. It was a great long weekend for many of you, I'm sure. And I hope you got to enjoy the holidays. By holidays specifically, I'm talking about Christmas, folks. It was a great time to sit and to catch up with loved ones, and I hope you did the same. But we've got a lot to kind of throw ourselves back into. Obviously, the new year is about to kick off. And throughout today's show and tomorrow's show, we'll be doing a recap of some of the most impactful news stories to take place. Plus, I'll be showing you clips today about all my favorite ICE raids. They are the best ones that were caught on tape. And we're going to play that back for you. On today's show, we're keeping our eye on a couple of different things. Number one, obviously, we'll get into Tucker Carlson, who has flip-flop over the last few months in regards to Islam. As many of you guys know, he used to have a show on Fox, and I was a major, major fan of him. Was obviously one of the people over at Fox who, when I first started there, I believe it was 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Back in 2018, I was running his teleprompter, and I was always just, I admired his script, obviously, was incredible. He had writers and a great team of writers who helped out with that, but his delivery was incredible, and his way to carry a long-form discussion was incredible. And so it's been quite the changeover to see him not only defending Islam, but pretending like Islam isn't a threat to those in the West. They've openly have declared holy war on anyone who isn't Muslim. And most importantly, they have led several Islamic terrorist attacks throughout the West. So it's a real head scratcher that we'll dive into in just a bit. I want to make sure you guys know, though, 1 p.m. Eastern time today, it looks like President Trump is going to be having a meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Obviously, that's taking place 1 p.m. Eastern time over at Mar-a-Lago, something we're keeping our eye on. According to the media, he is looking to end the war between, obviously, Israel and Gaza. And so that's what's going to be discussed here. Again, we're going to keep our eye on that just to make sure that's the case. But when things do develop from that meeting, we'll bring it straight to you, of course, here on InfoWars throughout the day. We'll also be discussing President Trump, who met yesterday with Zelensky. Now, he is the, I would say at this point, unelected because, folks, he has just continued to claim that he's the leader of Ukraine and canceled the elections. So he's a dictator. You might as well just say that, dictator of Ukraine. We'll be recapping what happened yesterday as well in regards to President Trump trying to get an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine. We'll also be diving into the Minnesota fraud. Nick Shirley really kicking things off by dropping a video that has over 100 million views. Now, that is absolutely incredible and a major, major victory for those in the independent journalism world. And this is something that we keep calling on. We want other people out there, you out there, to get involved and just ask basic questions locally in your communities. Because, oh, how quickly he will sit there and uncover the massive amount of fraud that's been going on throughout this country. So we'll discuss that. We'll also bring you an update regarding the Epstein documents that are supposed to be released. Thomas Massie saying that Pam Bondi, the AG, has, she's violated the Epstein File Transparency Act. And he's calling her out. We'll play that in just a little bit as well. We'll also give you an update regarding the J6 pipe bomber story, because they're really trying to sell you on this one. But I'm still not biting, so we've got a lot to dive into. So let's kick things off. Oh, and as well, we'll have two incredible guests on the program. I should also mention Jude Saul will be on the program today. He's an individual who has gone straight to Nigeria and is helping protect Christians in Nigeria. So we're going to get his reaction to President Trump leading those strikes in Nigeria against those ISIS fighters. He's got a lot to stand up on that. Plus, we'll get his take on the Islamic threat that Tucker Carlson said is non-existent. Truly, I mean, it's just kind of a mind-boggling situation going on right now with Tucker, so we'll have him react to that as well. Plus, we'll also be joined in studio by Michael Cargill. Michael Cargill is a Second Amendment fighter, but most importantly, he is a winner. This guy has several 2A legal battle victories under his belt, and he's been doing this for many, many years now. He'll be joining us in studio to discuss just that. All right, let's kick things off again with some important news. Obviously, President Trump is trying to end many, many wars, something we could all support. And this includes the war between Russia and Ukraine. Now, he's detailed specifically how both countries, both Russia and Ukraine, have been very, very difficult in trying to resolve this issue. Many criticize Zelensky of not willingly trying to end this war. He's trying to prolong it, which means the massive amount of fatalities, murders of just Ukrainians, Russians, and it's an absolute tragedy that shouldn't have happened in the first place. So President Trump did require Zelensky, it looks like, to come to Mar-a-Lago just yesterday. Take a listen to how it all went down. Listen in.
But what happens in a few weeks if things sputter? What are you prepared to do?
They keep fighting, and they keep dying. No good. But if things don't happen, they keep fighting, and they keep dying. And we don't want that to happen. He doesn't want it to happen. President Putin doesn't want it to happen either. I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before with both parties. We had some times when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then when President Putin was close and he wasn't, you saw that in the White House, Mark. but I think they both want to see it happen.
I mean, it needs to end. It needs to end. The ongoing battle with this has absolutely been disgusting. And the fact that we allow him to sit there and to continue to let this kind of just slowly play on. Thousands and thousands of Ukrainians have been slaughtered in this fight, including Russians as well. And so to sit here and pretend like there's some type of grounds that Ukraine has to stand on to keep things going is, well, unacceptable. The warmonger is obviously looking to push this on, but the rest of us wanting this to end. And the fact that Zelensky continues to make his way back to the United States with a little cute smile on his face, with no actual action, tells you everything you know. I mean, President Trump's calling it out right there. He specifically also is alluding to the fact that there's been times where he thinks that there's an agreement underway when Russia completely agrees with the terms of a peace deal. But then all of a sudden, well, Ukraine backs out. This war needs to end. This is a top priority for this administration. We're very thankful for that. All right, let's dive into something that's very controversial throughout last week. Tucker Carlson is weighing in on Islam in regards to whether there's actual Islamic threats here in the United States, terrorist threat. Now, it was quite the head scratcher when I listened to his response in regards to a Turning Point straw poll that was carried out during the Turning Point event just a few days ago. Take a listen to clip two and specifically how Tucker kind of does this little gymnastics game when it was coming to just specifically talking about this. I mean, he did a whole dance around and failed to even talk about the actual issues here. Now I'm going to get ready when we're ready to go to clip two. Like a trigger room will let us know. But listen in here. I mean, this is insane. This guy was once some, I mean, I remember the Islam issue specifically coming on my radar when I used to tune in to Tucker Carlson Tonight over in Fox. When I used to listen to him interviewing people like Tommy Robinson. We'll get to that in a little bit now because apparently he doesn't even know who Tommy Robinson is anymore. We have a massive, massive issue right now. A massive, massive issue. Because Tucker Carlson has suddenly changed his mind and I believe we're ready to get to clip two. So listen in on how he deals with the question about Islamic terrorists possibly carrying out a terrorist attack here on U.S. soil. Listen in.
I mean, I've heard you say before that this is an op and that we all know which foreign government it's actually coming from. Which government is it? And can you explain how that operation works? How is it, you know, kind of layered into those?
It comes from the Israeli government and its many defenders and informal employees in the United States, of course. And I guess I would just say if that was actually, I mean, I don't know how many people responded to the poll. I don't know who answered it. But, you know, I believe in measuring reality a little more empirically. And, you know, I don't know anyone in the United States in the last 24 years who's been killed by radical Islam. You know, I know a lot of people who have killed themselves, a lot. I know people have died of drug ODs, more than a few. I know people can't get jobs. None of the boys in my daughter's classes can get jobs. None of those white boys can get jobs. They're being destroyed, you know, by Adderall and video games and porn. Like, I see millions of Americans being destroyed, and none of it is at the hands of radical Islam. Is radical Islam a danger than OnlyFans? It's not even close.
All right, so what he's trying to do is dance around and deflect. The reality of it is there could be multiple threats here on the homeland, including pornography. But that's not the question he specifically asks. He specifically asks about Islam. And while he sits there and pretends like he personally doesn't know anyone who's been killed by radical Islam, is how he puts it, we could always just go back. I mean, remember what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Day, less than a year ago. Americans who were just simply celebrating were mowed down by a vehicle. Now, again, that wasn't just a vehicle. That was an Islamic driver who decided to use his car as a weapon and kill innocent Americans. Now, again, I know that that individual was an American citizen. But he did this, what you see here, because of Islam. Islam motivated him. So cut the crap, Tucker. You sit here and you're pretending like you don't know anyone personally who's been affected by this. We all know someone who has been affected by many things all around their lives. But guess what, buddy? Guess what? The Islamic threat is real. They have declared holy war. There are endless videos of them doing just that. They posted online. And to sit here and pretend like we're incapable of being able to fend off several threats is absurd. Now, again, obviously fentanyl, a major issue, and that's being handled by the Trump administration. But there are many issues, many issues. Not wanting to watch our communities turn into Muslim sanctuaries, compounds building up all across our cities, which is going on right now in my hometown, and pretending like not wanting that for your community is a problem. Now, in the DFW area, over the last 2 years, we've watched as 48 mosques went up. They're buying out churches. Why? Because they're trying to conquer the West. That is the goal. And if you don't understand that, which I know he does because he's a very intelligent man, very intelligent man. Now, again, I'm going to say this with a straight face and be as transparent as possible. There's a lot of foreign money being pushed around, and we don't know if Tucker's views are being bought off. But we could say this. I could say this with confidence because it's happened on both sides of this. That money is being thrown my way. They're trying to throw money my way, and it's not happening. I, in writing, reject it and tell them to lose my number when they reach out. Right now, podcasters, those on air, are struggling financially to get by, get views. And so we've got a lot of people taking very questionable sources of money. Now, I don't know Tucker, so we wouldn't accuse him of that. But obviously, there is that document that does say that he did register as a foreign agent. So you don't want to sit here and believe that this is what's going on right now in this country, that Tucker Carlson, one of our most incredible, impactful voices in the conservative movement, has somehow sold us out. Why is he gaslighting us into pretending like this isn't a threat? This is a threat. And he knows this because we're going to play clip 18 for you, and I'll play it for just a little bit. But in clip 18, back when he had his show on Fox, again, he was the one that put the Islam threat on my radar based on his coverage over at Fox. In clip 18, he's able to articulate exactly what the threat is and why so many of us here currently still view it as a threat. Take a listen.
So a lot of Americans are concerned about Sharia law.
Sure.
And they're concerned about polls that show a strikingly large number of Muslims would like to see it supplant civil law in the countries in which they live.
Sharia law is bad, Seth. I don't know if you've heard that. It's bad. It's worse than what's happening in New York and Detroit. It's just bad.
I don't know of a single Gulf country where it's illegal to proselytize on behalf of another religion. I think that in every Muslim-majority country in the world, non-Muslims are treated, have fewer rights.
And you can tell when you go to a place like Abu Dhabi or Riyadh, like, oh, man, I hope we don't ever wind up in a society like this. with a rape rate of zero, where you leave your keys in your Lamborghini and don't ever worry about it being stolen.
So you often hear people say, well, Sharia is intolerant, women are treated badly, gays are treated badly. Women have, in the Quran, fewer rights than men do.
I'm not Muslim, I'm not for Sharia law, I'm gonna jump in on this
because it goes on for a very long time, those conglomerate of clips of Tucker Carlson outlining what the Islamic threat is and what it truly is to women, for example. As a father of daughters, this should be concerning to him. He said that there's like a rape rate of zero. It's important to note that in order to prove that you've been raped in Islam, you actually need two male witnesses. He knows that. He also knows that the Quran has over 100 verses in it that call for those who are believers to commit violent acts against non-believers. He also knows that they allow girls, to be raped in Islam. Because that's what Muhammad did. So to sit here and pretend like you don't know anything and we're all just kind of stirring up hate, trying to create a war. We never called for war. They've called for war on us. There are endless clips that prove just that. And you don't have to be a fan of Israel to call it out. I'm so fed up with people saying, oh, you have to pick a side. If you talk about the dangers of Islam and the push to infiltrate the West, then you're just siding with Israel. First off, I have zero ties to Israel, never have gone. I've been offered trips there. I've declined every single time. I've been offered deals, financial deals, and I've declined every single time. My core values, I know what those are to speak out against those who are brutalizing women and raping little girls. And so to sit here and listen to Tucker Carlson pretend like this isn't the threat is completely delusional. It's delusional. And it's interesting, right? Because he sits there and pretends like there really is no ongoing threat. And in clip three, we're going to hear about the latest threat that's been going on. Matter of fact, all across the West right now, those who have lived there their entire lives, natives, Europeans, they can't even celebrate New Year's anymore because the Islamic terrorists are threatening to ruin their New Year's celebration. Take a listen.
Chicago officials are sounding the alarm ahead of New Year's Eve. Law enforcement agencies warning this week that large celebrations, including fireworks events, could be an attractive target for terrorists, saying there are no specific threats, but they are monitoring risks such as vehicle ramming attacks or the use of drones. And in New Orleans, city officials are requesting heightened security after the FBI stopped a threat targeting Border Patrol agents. Authorities say the suspect is allegedly affiliated with an extremist group known as Turtle Island Liberation Front, the same group tied to an alleged New Year's Eve bomb plot in Southern California. Four alleged members of the group have been charged with conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction, providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists, and possession of unregistered firearms. According to court documents, the defendants described plans they intended to implement following the New Year's Eve bombings, including their plans to target U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, and vehicles with firearms and pipe bombs to take some of them out and scare the rest of them.
Now, and let's get to this point, too. That was going to go to the overseas one. I'm sorry. We're running short on time, though. I wanted to dive into this one because now, and we sit here and talk about what Tucker Carlson kind of transformed into. It's quite strange. But in clip four, Tucker Carlson is pretending to not know the man, Tommy Robinson, who Tommy Robinson is. Now, Tommy Robinson is someone who became an activist in the UK after one of his family members was raped by these Muslim grooming gangs. And he's faced a lot of ramification for stepping forward and being one of the leading voices against the Islamic takeover throughout the West. Take a listen.
And it's cool because you have soccer games with foreigners at them and good burrata.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying maybe something about the heroic British spirit has been diminished with time.
But there's a very lovely, quaint notion being built up in the United States, driven by people like Tommy Robinson here.
Who's Tommy Robinson?
You know Tommy Robinson.
He seems like a fraud to me.
Well, he's not even Tommy Robinson. His name's Stephen Yaxley. It's not even his real name. He's also convicted of multiple crimes. Thuggery, fraud.
I don't even know anything about him, but he doesn't seem like he's that into Britain.
We would call him a little shit stirrer, right? However, he has...
But the real people here, the actual Britain.
So this idea that he's driven, that we're on the verge of some sort of civil war here. Do you feel that when you walk around?
No, because that's my point. You're so passive.
Yeah, obviously He's intentionally doing that. He knows who Tommy Robinson is. He just thinks that Tommy Robinson, probably, if I had to assume what he means there, is bought off by Israel. And so because he thinks that he aligns with Israel, and Tommy has obviously made trips to Israel, that all of a sudden his stance on not allowing men into your country that are raping your girls and women, well, that stance is inappropriate. That stance, you don't have to pick a side. You could be against everything. You could be against government corruption. You could be against foreign influence. And you could also be against the raping of young girls and speak out on those issues, not allowing men into your cities, into your states, who are barbaric. Again, he knows who, and we'll play the video. We could just play the video of, without playing the whole soundbite, of Tucker Carlson interviewing Tommy Robinson. This was back again when he was on Fox. We all know this happened. We saw it. That's how I knew who Tommy Robinson was, because of his interview. So now that he's coming out and telling you, who's Tommy Robinson? I don't know who that is. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage. I didn't even know who Tommy Robinson was until I saw him on Tucker's show. So it's becoming very infuriating to see that he's intentionally pretending like he doesn't know anything about, the threats. Doesn't know anything about Tommy Robinson, about how cities throughout the UK have had to deal with the fact that these men who they brought in, largely from Pakistan, have been going around raping young girls, drugging them, and raping them. You could be against that, and also be against what's going on right now with OnlyFans and how they are destroying our communities and destroying young women. You could be against both. You don't have to pick a side. I'm fed up with everyone saying you have to pick a side. You do not. You do not. What's going on right now with Tucker is pretty absurd, pretty absurd. And most Americans truly do understand the Islamic threat, but there's this new wave to downplay it in this country. Now, again, I live in an area everyone knows now in Plano, Texas, where we're sitting here watching our community turn into an Islamic sanctuary. They've purchased up over 400 acres worth of land. They're trying to build a compound. And Christians have stepped up to fight back. Because Christians are very well aware of what happens here when you allow this to infiltrate your community. See, here's the thing about Islam. The only time it doesn't discriminate is it's hate towards others. That includes Jews, Hindus, Christians, anyone who's a non-believer, or even if you are a believer, but you're actually not as radical as the others. Well, guess what? They go after you too. So to sit here and pretend like we're all making up and pulling out this threat, like as if it's fictional, as if everyone's just taking Israel talking points, is completely and intentionally misleading. He knows just that. He knows just that. Tucker Carlson is a very intelligent man. A very intelligent man. Now all of a sudden, he's joking. He's going to buy property in Qatar. Good, buy it. Buy it. You see, the rest of us don't have that luxury. We can't just run off to another country and buy land somewhere else if America is overtaken. The flex, the privilege of being able to, I'll just go buy a house somewhere else. It's one that many of us don't have that luxury, but Tucker Carlson does. So just putting it out there, keep your head on a swivel right now. There's a lot of foreign money going all around. Again, I don't know if Tucker Carlson's really taken as much, although we do have that FARA document that was put out as he was about to interview that prime minister of Qatar. I could tell you that there are a ton of conservatives who at one point had a role within the previous administration, back when President Trump was in the first term, is what I'm referring to here, who are now doing business deals with Qatar directly. I know because I was offered a trip to Qatar earlier this year. Again, I've rejected everything. I don't discriminate. I do not accept any foreign money. But sadly, the rest of these people, well, they don't actually feel the same. They don't actually feel the same. All right, we got more to dive into in just a little bit. Let's keep calling out the fraudsters, specifically those in Minnesota. We've got more to discuss in a bit. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Beef cooking tallow is officially over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. And if you're looking to head into 2026 a little healthier, this is a great way to do just that over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at thealexjonesstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. We brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. This is concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today and then lock in a bigger discount. Cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, 2 flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. When you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. A lot more to talk about in regards to the fraudsters. Let's talk about Minnesota, since that seems to be on everyone's minds. Over the weekend, an incredible independent journalist, Nick Shirley, released a video in regards to his investigation on the fraud that's been taking place in Minnesota. Now, he's been going around the country and exposing a lot, but this one in particular got over 100 million views, something the cable news world can't do these days. But he found something very, very interesting, and that is, get this, the Somalian population in Minnesota has been apparently ripping off the American people. Take a listen to clip 7.
Hello, we'd like to ask where the money's going. What do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't think anybody is enabling fraud to happen.
We need to hold Governor Walz accountable for this.
What was this money spent on? $1.26 million. What was that money spent on? Are there any kids?
Answer the question. Are there children? There's no children inside this building.
Potentially the largest fraud scandal in U.S. history is taking place in Minnesota as literally billions of dollars have been funneled through Somali-ran fraudulent businesses. So much fraud, it could actually almost replace the entire GDP of Somalia. These fraudsters have worked hand-in-hand with the Minnesota government as they enabled billions of dollars to be given to fraudulent businesses underneath welfare purposes. Some of this money eventually landed in the hands of terrorist groups in Somalia like the Al-Shabaab, and others enrich themselves all at the U.S. taxpayers' expense. And in this video, we will break down all of the fraud from start to finish, from going to the fraudulent businesses and confronting the people who are making millions of dollars from the government. And we will also be confronting the incompetent government leaders who let this fraud happen. And to make this happen, I met up with a man who's been doing his own investigation for years now, as he has seen the fraud firsthand. His name is David. Let's get into this and be prepared to be shocked. How deep is this fraud here inside of Minnesota?
It is far worse than anybody can imagine.
How blatant this fraud is here at this daycare.
Don't open up!
So this is Quality Learning Center. I meant to say Quality Learning Center.
Don't open up!
They said they spelt learning wrong.
Don't open up!
How do you have ice here, ma'am? I'm literally a YouTuber.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, what do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Don't open up! We have ice!
Ma'am, what do you think about this place being licensed for 99 children?
Don't open up!
And getting $4 million
Don't
over the...
Don't open up! It's ice!
$4 million in the last 2 years?
Go away!
What do you think about that? Are you in
Go
favor?
Go away!
Are you in favor of that?
Go away!
You know
You're
what
not it, welcome here! Are you, Shame on you!
Are you in favor of... $1.9 million going illegally, fraudulently to this business that has Quality Learning Center but can't even spell learning right on the door?
Don't open up!
Ma'am, we are not ICE. Right here you have a list of all of the healthcare companies. Loads of them right here. We want healthcare.
No, it's okay.
Yes, we'd like to speak about getting healthcare here?
No.
Why can't I get healthcare here?
No, wait.
Warning, you are under video surveillance, no trespassing, security armed. This is the strangest place I've ever been to get healthcare. Just a bunch of different places. Healthcare here, healthcare right here. Another healthcare company right here. There are three healthcare companies inside of this building right here in this room of 7C. Now we have another Helping Hands, Home Care LLC, another healthcare company, Present Help right here. We're looking for the best rates of healthcare here inside this building because we have so many options. Who can we talk about getting the best healthcare?
I don't know.
No?
Sorry.
All right. We will not get any healthcare here. David, this is one of the stranger places I've ever been. Literally, healthcare every door you go to. Yet nobody will give you a rate. How much money do you think has been funneled through this building?
Every year, I would say 50 to 60 million at least.
And finally, we were accepted into one of the daycare centers and they actually took down our information to give us a rate. However, when we left, we were then met with the police.
We received a complaint that gentlemen matching your description were in this building harassing the individuals who stay here.
Oh, we're checking out the rates for healthcare. Because there's 14 healthcare companies inside this building, so.
Okay.
Well, that's not what he said. He said there's 14 companies here, and he's trying to assume because they're Somali providers, everyone here is fraudulent.
Okay. So we're.
He's here with some kind of like propaganda.
So no, we're just checking.
No, this is a area that we're allowed to enforce trespassing ordinance. Is there any other reason you guys are here?
Well, we're checking rates.
No, he's not.
We're checking rates. We asked for rates.
No, you're not.
Okay. If you guys are all good, we're going to step outside and we can continue this conversation.
All right, let's leave.
All right, so the full video is available right now on Nick Shirley's page, and you definitely want to get him over 100 million. I believe he's there now when it comes to the full video that he's released. Again, incredible work. And again, this is why we tell everyone, independent journalism will save this country. All you got to do is pick up a camera, a microphone, and go out there and ask questions that make everyone feel very uncomfortable. And suddenly you'll notice that you'll expose a lot of corruption. He did a great job at that. My frustrations, though, over the weekend were watching his great work and then watching all the politicians, all the Republican lawmakers sharing it. Wow, great work. Where's the mainstream media? Where's the comments that we were seeing? Even the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, even sharing Nick's video. And that is awesome that the VP is sharing the video, but Mr. Vice President, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You see, it's easy to go out there and just put a quick little tweet out there and share his work. But we have Republican lawmakers, and I saw several of them over in the Senate, share Nick Turley's video, and they didn't offer any real solutions. No. Instead, they offered criticism from the mainstream media for not covering this. Now, again, that's what I'm supposed to do, not lawmakers. Because, well, if their title has anything to do with their actual job role, it's to make the laws, to enforce also, prosecutor, Ms. AG Pam Bondi. Are you out on this? We don't know. Oh, when it comes to the FBI, though, don't worry. Don't worry. The FBI director, Kash Patel, put out a statement yesterday, and he's on board. We'll go give you some brief overview, because we have a lot of Kash Patel discussion coming up later in the show, but he put out a tweet saying, all right, case update. Yeah, great work. We see what's floating around on social media. But let's talk about something fraud that was gone after by the FBI, the DOJ, that happened back in the Biden regime years. And let's take credit for it. And that's exactly what he did. The case he's citing in this tweet, the FBI dismantled a $250 million fraud scheme. That happened again back in 2022, so it wasn't under his leadership. Now, he's been in his role for several months. Yeah, I get it. Investigations take place, but you just saw it right before your very eyes. Now he says that he's going to bring resources to the area. But the names he's dropping are all people who, although there's been convictions in 2025, the investigation launched in 2022. So this is something that the Biden administration did. It's weird to take a victory lap for one of the most corrupt administrations. The people who actually allowed these people into our country, they went through all of this and uncovered $250 million in fraud. So what did this current FBI do? Well, right now they're saying that they're going to start looking into a lot of this. I'd like to see how many investigations are currently ongoing right now before Nick got involved. This is the problem with Republican lawmakers. They all want this quick, easy win, and so they react by showing you a cool couple of look what we did moments. And then suddenly when your mind shifts to something else, because that's how the news cycle works, they all of a sudden just stop doing what they're supposed to do. These people need to be deported, sent back to their countries. They were only brought into this country, of course, to defraud the American people, to take our money and ship it back to their countries. Again, it's not just Somalians. These are other illegal aliens who are doing just that. And we've allowed some of them into our country. Obviously, not every Somalian is illegal. I'm very well aware of this. In Minnesota alone, there's over 100,000 Somalians there. Again, 100,000. And yet their lawmakers, their politicians seem to pander to them exclusively, even changing their state flag. But interesting enough, too, something that I think is newsworthy, is the simple fact that although 51% of them, I believe, were born here, the rest of them were all brought into our country. Now, obviously, Somalians do rapidly reproduce. It's the one thing they're actually really good at. Why? Well, because every child is a paycheck at the government expense, at your expense. And they understand the mission. Again, the mission is to conquer, is to conquer. And I'm not just trying to fearmonger. In fact, one of their great leaders in clip 13 actually openly admitted that the goal is to conquer certain precincts throughout the state. Take a listen.
One more thing that I wanted to say, that, you know, this community is growing and we are getting a lot stronger here in South Minneapolis area, moving and conquering many of the blocks within the 5th precinct area, or the 10th ward and 8th ward and the 9th as well. I am very much looking forward to have a much more involved community members and more investments in within our community, within the leadership of the Somalis and the brothers who live in the area. I want to see a little more involvement, just not just business, but other things.
That wasn't a simple slip of the tongue. That wasn't a simple slip of the tongue. That was him actually saying conquer. Again, we're not creating the illusion. This isn't Israel propaganda. That is his words. His words. They are on a mission to conquer the West, the United States, obviously being one of the big ones for them. And they're looking to do just that. They're looking to do just that. And sadly, our politicians have, of course, sold us out. It happens on both sides of the aisle. It's just not exclusively Democrats. Anyone telling you that is a liar. It's a liar. Tim Walz is the guy who's apparently running the state. He was confronted, this was earlier this year in clip 10, was confronted about the Somalians who have committed a lot of fraud in his states. And, well, this was his reaction.
Governor Walz, what can you say about the latest on the Somali fraud that happened under your watch, sir?
Governor, have you been able to apologize yet to the people of Minnesota for allowing this Somali fraud to continue under your watch?
Of the people of Minnesota.
Is it time to apologize? How about the whistleblowers that you have allegedly retaliated against? Would you like to respond to the whistleblowers?
And right now, our neighbors are being demonized. Our neighbors are being terrorized. Our neighbors are being picked up off the streets. The antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they're trying to do. So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in and welcome people back. Instead of coming for you, we're going to be against that.
So obviously, folks, Tim Walz, gutless man, has no problem bending the knee for these people. In fact, assisting, this is a great one when he did this. Assisting the theft. I mean, at this point, it's fair to say that Tim Walz has been compliant in all of this, and he probably should be investigated. What a treasonous pig. Treasonous pig. A coward who has traded in his state flag to resemble the Somalian flag. He's an absolute loser. Absolute loser. For a state that only has 100,000 Somalians, for some reason, they have such an impact on their politics. I wonder why. Wonder why. Wonder if there's any kickbacks there. Worth looking into. Specifically, if you're a member of the FBI, probably should look into that. Because they all seem to be so dedicated to protecting the Somalian population. When one Democrat, though, decided to step out and end the fraud that she knew was going on in the state, Melissa Hortman, as many of you guys know, she was murdered brutally at her home earlier this year, shortly after voting on health care no longer being allowed to be given away to illegal aliens. She was trying to crack down on the state's fraud. She's a Democrat, by the way. Well, after that very controversial vote, again, she was murdered brutally. Take a listen to clip 11, though. You could hear it in her voice that she knows exactly what she stepped into after voting to end the fraud. Listen in.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and I'm... We worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
DFL Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman emotional following the House's adjournment from a special session Monday. Hortman was the lone DFL lawmaker to cast a vote to cut Minnesota care access for undocumented immigrants. It's a move she made with a heavy heart.
I did what leaders do. I stepped up and I got the job done for the people of Minnesota.
The bill was deeply unpopular with members of the DFL caucus. Members have repeatedly expressed frustration that the bill was part of a compromise, one that would ensure the necessary GOP votes to pass the rest of the state budget.
We are tremendously disappointed and gut-wrenched at this decision, at this compromise that compromises our communities that are most vulnerable.
Hortman knows she let down her own caucus members with the vote.
They're right to be mad at me. I think some of them are pretty angry. I think that their job was to make folks who voted for that bill feel like crap, and I think that they succeeded.
Yeah, because obviously there's a big scandal in all of this. And you heard it in that woman's voice. She knows there's something wrong, and she's trying her very best to expose just that. Now, again, we don't know if this was actually a hit. Again, the suspect in this case still has not had his criminal court date yet. His actual criminal trial, I should say. But again, she tried her very best to stick up for Minnesota taxpayers, for American taxpayers, and she ended up being murdered back in June. Now, again, this is probably the reason why so many people in leadership positions do fear these illegals that they've taken into their country, do fear the Somalian population. You just saw Tim Walz get in line very, very quickly for a fraction of the population. But it's not just that. It's not just that. So many people have continuously bent the knee, and they're afraid. They're afraid to speak out on the corruption issue because, again, this is a big one. This is a big one. And the fraud is overwhelming at this point. It's overwhelming. And they all know it's about to be called out, and they're all in a lot of trouble. I want to play this clip of the Minneapolis police chief who dared to offer, I wouldn't even say it was criticism. He covered something fairly. And as a result of that, he had to apologize to the Somalian population. And it literally looks like a hostage video in clip 12. Take a listen.
The Somali community here in Minneapolis has been welcoming and has shown love towards me, and I appreciate it. Over the last 3 years, we have been working together to try and address some of the real serious problems that we have in our community. We have to be honest at times with the problems that we're having in our community, and we need our community to help us fix those problems together because it's real and it's serious. At the same time, if people have taken anything that I have said out of context in a way that's caused harm, I apologize and I'm sorry for that because that's not my intention at all.
There's a word for that. There's a word for that. I'll just use it. It's cuck. Because for some reason, he thinks that he has to apologize to these people. And he's begging for their forgiveness. Why is he doing that? Well, obviously, there's a reason for that. Is he afraid? Is he afraid? Well, it's very likely that's the case. And why does he have to open up by saying that the Somalian people have been very welcoming? Welcoming? You're the police chief. We don't welcome a police chief. You take on your leadership position. You take on your role. You don't need a group of foreigners to welcome you in. This is the United States of America. We don't bend the knee to Somalians. This is our country. They begged to come into this country because their country was a hellhole. So don't sit here and give me this garbage as if, oh, they're just so welcoming. No, they're welcoming to politicians that will allow them to steal from our country and send it back to their homes. They come from poverty. Their average IQ is 68. You're telling me that these people outsmarted the American people? Maybe we need to take a hard look at our IQs. Because folks, when they sit here and pretend like they don't know what's going on, they know exactly what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. And speaking about low IQs, let's just talk about Ilhana Omar. Obviously, there's been many times where this woman has been accused of helping the fraud from going on. I know a lot of people are making the connections also to a group that her husband owns. We'll talk about that in a second. Well, Ilhan Omar has been the one pushing a lot of these government-funded programs that have led to millions and millions of dollars in fraud. Oh, and specifically among Somalians, of course. Take a listen to clip 9 when Ilhan Omar is, well, she's confronted about her Meals Act back in 2020.
And do you regret pushing forward that bill, the Meals Act? Do you think it led
Absolutely
to the fraud?
Not. It did help feed kids.
Congresswoman, the ICE director is saying now that your son was not pulled over by
so
ICE.
There she is right there going off and saying, oh, yeah, it was used to feed kids. What kind of kids? American children? No. Millions was shuffled, of course, and out of this country. You see, folks, we have a massive problem here, and Ilhan Omar knows just that. In fact, Ilhan Omar, apparently, who is a Muslim woman who has shuffled around and had several different marriages, which wouldn't fly in her country, of course. Well, Ilhan Omar is really the very sketchy character. In fact, now her third husband... her third husband was someone else's husband. But, you know, things happen when you have a cute white man working on your campaign and he has a family. Well, obviously, as someone who hates Americans, you have to destroy a family. And so, Ilhan Omar, which I don't know, fellas, would it be... to anyone's real standard, wouldn't it be like a side piece that really destroys a marriage type of look? You're wondering what I'm saying there. I mean, come on. You destroy your whole family for Omar? Of course, those are the allegations she was facing in divorce court by his ex-wife, who said that she would love to take him back and work things through, but can't do that now. Ilhan Omar has your man. She's a thief, allegedly. It gets even worse, though. So her new husband, her third husband, the white guy who she has made lots of money with, when you go to his capital firm that he runs, Rose Lake Capital, they've been very quickly scrubbing everything. In fact, according to the reports circulating online, that firm that her husband runs went from having zero in assets to, I don't know, it's like $60 billion in about a year. Quickly, they're mass deleting everything. I believe in her last financial paperwork that she handed over to the government, she's worth $30 million now. They didn't have that coming in, though. It's the American dream, some might say. Run for office here in the swamp. And guess what? You, too, will be able to track down and take in millions and millions of dollars. Or just marry a rich white man and shuffle the money over there. Allegedly. I say that. Allegedly. None of these claims have yet been proven in criminal court. We hope that one day they do get that day. But folks, we've got a lot of issues here. And again, every time I reach out to find out what's going on with the Ilhan Omar investigation that we heard Tom Homan, the border czar, talk about earlier this year, I'm not getting much. We had an individual who, according to her own reporting, says that Ilhan Omar lied about her birth year. No one's been able to verify whether she is a U.S. citizen currently or not. But there's really no desire to do just that. I keep asking the questions and nobody really wants to respond to those questions. That's the problem with all of this. So right now, there's tons of fraud being exposed. Lawmakers pretending like they're all on board with the American people. We need to fight for your money. But they're not actually doing anything. The FBI apparently now just throwing some resources over there, which is great to hear. But gosh, a little late in the game. And this isn't like a new issue that's suddenly been exposed. As Kash Patel has pointed out directly himself, back in 2022 is when the FBI took down a very large fraud ring, stealing $250 million, money we'll never see again. We'll never see again. I'm wondering what the AG's office is doing. I don't know, crickets? Still trying to sift through the Epstein stuff to figure out what names they need to redact so they don't piss off all the right people. So we'll keep watching as things develop over in Minnesota. But it's not looking good if all these people were held accountable according to the law. All right, folks, we got more to discuss in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Beef cooking tallow now on sale over at the shop. If you're looking to kick off a new year with a healthier start, make sure you go grab some. Of course, it's packed with vitamins like vitamin A, D, K, and E. It's definitely a healthier option if you're someone who's looking to fry up some food over at thealexjonesstore.com.
I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and then Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? And for poverty. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustained energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong, tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number four is straight ahead.
Over there on Christmas Day. Kind of good news. We'll actually see. Because, folks, there's a lot of mainstream reporting out there that we have to sift through, of course. But if you haven't been on the ground, then you really don't know the truth. Judd Saul has been on the ground. He's been trying to save these Christian Nigerians for quite some time now, train them, and help end the bloodshed. So he'll be joining us to dissect what just happened earlier. I guess I'll just say late last week, actually, on Christmas Day. It was good news. But was it really good news? Is the Trump administration doing what they should be doing on this front? We'll ask Judd in just a few moments. We'll also be diving into a couple of other stories to make sure to catch you up on. And then at the top of the third hour, we'll be taking your calls, of course. So buckle up. We've got a lot more show to dive into. We'll also be catching you up on a lot of really important stories this hour. You're wondering what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the D.C. pipe bomber. There's new lies are trying to shuffle your way, and they are trying their very best to do just that. It's not, they're not really selling me on this suspect. I'm not going to lie. They're doing these media leaks. I guess they're trying to sell everyone else because I think most American people who have read through the criminal complaint are like, not much here. Not much here. So I'll give you the latest update on that. We'll also give you an update on the FBI director, Kash Patel, because according to reports, he's a real diva. A real diva. A real, real diva. We were told that Miranda Devine's reporting on all of this was wrong, was inaccurate. But there seems to be more people talking to other outlets as well. And Miranda Devine is someone who I truly do respect. And I think that she's a truth teller. She's been a fighter in this battle for quite some time right now, exposing the Hunter Biden laptop story. So when she dropped her report, I was like, she's probably onto something. We'll dive into what Axios is now reporting, of course. But it makes sense when you line it up with Miranda's report. So we'll tread lightly on that again because it's Axios. But we'll also be talking about how Kash Patel is claiming that they're going to shut down the Hoover building. Again, we've heard these promises before, but there's a new tweet that was posted over the weekend. So we'll talk about that. We will also be talking about Zohran Mahdani. Zohran Mahdani. As many of you guys know, he is the Muslim communist who is preparing to take over New York City. And it breaks my heart to say that, but sadly, there are so many ignorant voters out there who don't understand what communism actually means. They think socialism, that sounds good. It doesn't. And sadly, New York's going to learn a very valuable lesson the hard way. Most of them will likely just flee, so they don't have to deal with the ramifications from all of this. But those who are New Yorkers, well, it's going to be a rough one. It's going to be a rough one, especially if you have a fire. Especially if you have a fire, because, well, I don't know how to put this. But if you have a fire in New York City and Zohran Mahdani is the mayor, it's not going to go over well for you, mainly because he's put a female in charge who has zero experience as a firefighter. Yeah, you don't need those. That individual, we'll just get to it here. That individual is a Bush lesbian who has been a first responder previously, but EMT. And if you are a lesbian in New York, under Zohran Mahdani, you are quickly elevated to the top of positions like FDNY. And so now she's going to be running the FDNY as the commissioner, which is not good news because, well, rainbow flags can't be used to put out fires. Plot twist there. So things are not looking good for those who are in New York. If you live in New York and you still own property, New York City specifically, probably a good time to sell before he gets sworn in. That was my advice, my friend, and she did sell, so that's good to hear. We'll also be going over my best of ICE raids from 2025. Oh, there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of good ones. We'll play those videos for you, of course. Kind of give you a second to just sit back and watch. Many of you guys know the left doesn't like these videos, so we'll just keep playing them, of course. All right, there's more to discuss in just a bit. Just a bit. So don't go anywhere. Buckle up. We got more to discuss. In the meantime, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements right now while supplies last. And that's only going to go on for a couple more hours. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com, and make sure you stock up because it's about to be New Year's. I know a lot of you are going to put health on your list of things to change in 2026. This is the way to get things started over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back, American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. Jed Saul is going to be joining me in a moment. We've got a lot to discuss in regards to Nigeria. But in case you missed it, President Trump had an incredible message to share with the American people on Christmas Day. It was a big news. Oh, it was big news for the rest of us because for far too long, for many years, we've been trying our very best to cover the violence that's been taking place in Nigeria against Christians. Islamic terrorists have been running rampant in Nigeria and slaughtering Christians. It actually happens in several different countries, but of course, so many in the mainstream media don't even want to talk about it. Again, Christians are the victims of these crimes and everyone looks the other way, but thankfully that's not the case. And President Trump has officially announced that they did lead strikes on Christmas Day in Nigeria. The White House putting out this statement, as well as President Trump releasing something on Truth Social, an announcement on Truth Social about this. And it was tonight at my direction, the Commander-in-Chief of the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorist scum in northwest Nigeria. Who have been targeting, obviously, and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians, the president put out there. And this is big news. As many of you guys know, I now cover the Pentagon, and it's an honor to do just that. I reached out to my Pentagon sources and just to understand a little bit more, because I figured the mainstream media is probably going to spin this because this is a great thing for Christians. So how are they going to spin it? Well, they're probably going to say that the Nigerian government wanted no part in any of this. But good news, the Pentagon official did tell me that the Department of War worked with the government of Nigeria to carry out these strikes. These strikes were approved by the government of Nigeria. So they continuously drilled that point home that no, in fact, the Nigerian government did in fact want these attacks to be carried out against the Islamic terrorists that are trying to slaughter innocent Christians. And so they did give them the green light to do just that. So again, this is great news. And there's been videos posted, ABC News posting video of the aftermath of those strikes. And obviously it's very compelling. Now, you probably won't get a final death count in regards to how many ISIS fighters were killed in all of this. So this is what we have thus far. But of course, I will continue to follow up with the Pentagon to learn more about this, because this is the first of what we hope are many, many strikes that go after these ISIS terrorists. Joining me to discuss is Jude Saul. He's one of the incredible individuals behind TruthNigeria.com. They are trying to get you the truth in regards. Jude Saul. He is trying to get you guys the truth on all of this. And he joins me now. Not many people, Judd, are going through all the information in regards to this. In fact, we kind of rely on the mainstream media reporting and all of this, and it's really not there. So you do a great job over at TruthNigeria.com doing just that. But you also spend plenty of time in the region going through all of this and trying to save these Christians who are over there by training them and helping them out. So I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. And also, you are a filmmaker as well. You have quite the resume. But we've had you on the show before to kind of walk us through who you believe are the perps who are going after there and targeting these Christians. So I want to get your understanding on all of this. The president going after ISIS specifically in the northwest of Nigeria, is that the key to all of these problems that are going on right now amongst Christians? Are Christians being slaughtered by these ISIS fighters in northwest Nigeria?
Well, I'm going to deliver news that no one's really talking about in regards to the strikes in Nigeria. Nigeria is a very complicated situation, but the terrorist group that the president struck is only responsible for a tiny minority of the killing of Christians in Nigeria. You have three rival factions of radical Muslim groups that are vying for the control of Nigeria. You have the Lakura tribe, which is the ISIS group that was attacked by President Trump. You have the Fulani radical Islamists that have gained a large population in Nigeria. They're vying for the full control of Nigeria to turn it into a caliphate. And then you have the Kanuri, which are Boko Haram. And you have essentially three very radical Islamist terrorist organizations that are vying for the control of Nigeria. And the ISIS group that was taken out are the enemy of the Fulani, and they're the enemy of Boko Haram. And they're the ones that are responsible for a tiny fraction of the killing of Christians in Nigeria.
Okay, so why do you think that was the main focus of these attacks, of these strikes, I should say? Because obviously there's something that the Pentagon has available that's telling them that this is a critical area where these Islamic terrorists are gathering at, and they claim that these individuals are the ones who are responsible for the massive amounts of slaughter we've seen thus far. So why do you think this was the focus?
They're not responsible for the mass slaughter of Christians in Nigeria. If you want to go after the group that's killing the Christians, you have to go after the Fulani, which are responsible for 85% of the Christian deaths in Nigeria. The reason I believe that the United States government attacked the ISIS faction, which are the Lakura tribe, is because they are enemies of the Fulani and they are enemies of Boko Haram and they're enemies of the Nigerian government. So the ISIS faction is a problem factor for all groups combined. And the Nigerian government, the military apparatus is controlled by the Fulani. The military commanders, the intelligence community, the national security advisor is Fulani. So the United States did them a favor by going after the ISIS group, Lakura, which they're scum. They are bad people. They need to be taken out. But it's going to have very little effect into actually helping Christians on the ground in Nigeria.
So how can, if the Pentagon's listening in right now, and I hope they are, we constantly do get updates that they are watching, members of the Pentagon are watching our program, what would you recommend in regards to how they push back on this issue? Because again, I mean, we don't want to be doing the dirty work of these people. We obviously want to help Christians in Nigeria, and that's the Pentagon's mission here. So how should they be going about this?
They need to be concentrating their efforts on the Fulani ethnic militia. That's the group that's responsible for 85% of all the massacres of Christians in Nigeria. And then you also need to deal with Boko Haram because they've caused a lot of trouble with killing and kidnapping. But the group they just attacked, like I said, it's causing trouble for everybody. They don't like Christians either, but that's not the main group that's killing Christians. And so what the Pentagon needs to do is they really need to identify and work with people on the ground that know what's going on, not the Nigerian government, to actually find out who the enemy is and where to go. Yeah. And, with Truth Nigeria, we've been reporting on this for years and we've been sending, you know, the State Department statistics. They've come to us, asked us for information. And everyone on the ground in Nigeria knows who's doing the killing of Christians. But the Nigerian government has been laying cover for the Fulani terrorists for the last 10 years. They haven't gone after or put any of the Fulani terrorists to justice that have been killing Christians. So the Nigerian government has been laying cover for the slaughter of these Christians. We just did the Nigerian government a favor by taking out a terrorist group that nobody likes that's causing everybody trouble, but they're the enemy of the enemy.
Can the United States work with the Nigerian government on this, or is it just so corrupt and so embedded with this group specifically that it's a lost cause and they'd have to go about, if they really want to get to this issue, they'd have to go about going around the Nigerian government?
If they really want to solve the issue, they'll have to go around the Nigerian government. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
After what I've been dealing with on the ground for the last 6 years, they're going to have to go around the Nigerian government because they can't be trusted. And if they really want to help the Christians in Nigeria, they need to be going after the Fulani ethnic militia and Boko Haram. And, of course, deal with the Lakora and the ISIS faction as well. But it was a very symbolic gesture. It did send a signal that the United States is serious. And I do hope that more action continues to happen. But let's go after the right guys.
Yeah, no, I think that should be a top priority. And for our audience right now, again, it's really hard to sift through the media reporting, but you guys do a great job over at truthnigeria.com. Who are some of the people behind the website that help you do all of your reporting? Because obviously these are people on the ground.
Yeah, we have journalists all over Nigeria, Nigerians that have been, a lot of them have been kicked out of mainstream Nigeria press because these guys have a burden to tell the truth. Many of my reporters have been arrested. They've been jailed. They've been beat up by the military. They have had their lives threatened. They've been shot at. Some of them have been wounded. But they continue to risk their lives to tell the truth. And I find these guys, and they're after my own heart. And I say, okay, let's give you guys a voice.
Yeah.
And actually report what's going on in Nigeria and not just, you know, the regular Nigeria cover-ups.
Yeah, and I think we don't have enough. I don't think I've ever heard of actual mainstream media journalists being front and center in Nigeria on this battleground. And so for the reports, you're probably getting their leaks from the government itself. So again, that's probably why it's been so misleading here in the United States. And we haven't really even heard about this group, the Fulani group. So it's interesting to hear your take on this. But for Christians at home wondering how they could protect their fellow Christians and help them out, what do you recommend that we could do here in the United States?
Well, I have an organization, EquippingThePersecuted.org. We've been on the ground for the last 6 years working with persecuted Christians directly, aiding them after attacks, working with village security teams, doing anything we can do to save lives. So if they actually want to partner with an organization that's actually helping persecuted Christians, EquippingThePersecuted.org is the organization to donate to. And then second is continue to engage your senators and your congressmen and tell them to continue the pressure on Nigeria, continue to intervene on behalf of persecuted Christians in Nigeria. And please, if anybody has any connections, tell the Trump administration they're getting the wrong data and the wrong intel from their people on who to attack and how to solve this problem in Nigeria.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be reaching out to the Pentagon on this front and asking those questions because, again, I want to know who's giving them the information. It's likely, again, the Nigerian government. And so this would all make sense as to why that was the focus. And that's the reason why I reached out to you to have you on the show today, because I wanted to make sure that this attack, this strike that was led by the U.S. was accurate and was doing something that was going to be very impactful for the Christians in the region. I want to switch gears up a little bit and just get your take on something else that I think is really important. You know, we keep talking about the threat of Islam all across the world and the battle to just conquer the West. And that's something that they're very outspoken about. And all you do is look up a couple of video clips, and it's very, very concerning. So it's a little gut-wrenching when I listen to people who I highly respect and have respected for many years in this conservative movement, even worked with at a point, to hear them not being fair and balanced in regards to Islam. And sadly, Tucker Carlson did, and he continues to speak out, but it's totally different from what he used to do over at Fox. Before we had Yana, actually, I played a couple of clips of how he used to talk about and cover Islam back when he was on Fox. But now things have shifted a bit. And I want to play clip 15 for you because this is Tucker's most recent comments on Islam. Take a listen.
I mean, I've heard you say before that this is an op and that we all know which foreign government it's actually coming from. Which government is it? And can you explain how that operation works? How is it, you know, kind of lured into those?
It comes from the Israeli government and its many defenders and informal employees in the United States, of course. And I guess I would just say if that was actually, I don't know how people respond to the poll. I don't know who answered it. But, you know, I believe in measuring reality a little more empirically. And, you know, I don't know anyone in the United States in the last 24 years who's been killed by radical Islam. You know, I know a lot of people who have killed themselves a lot. I know people have died of drug ODs, more than a few. I know people can't get jobs. None of the boys in my daughter's class can get jobs. None of those white boys can get jobs. They're being destroyed, you know, by Adderall and video games and porn. Like, I see millions of Americans being destroyed, and none of it is at the hands of radical Islam. Is radical Islam your danger than OnlyFans? It's not even close.
All right, Judge. So that is Tucker Carlson saying that it's not a real threat. I kind of want to hear your reaction to this because, again, it's deeply concerning. And I get that he's trying to say that, I know he said it in previous clips that he thinks that this is a kind of propaganda being pushed by Israel, but he's a Christian. And, you're someone who obviously works with Christians who are being persecuted and being targeted and sadly slaughtered by Islamic terrorists. I don't know how else to say this. So what's your reaction when you hear comments like this that are being made?
Tucker is a self-serving opportunist who does not care about anybody but himself. He pretends to care, but he really doesn't. And for him to say that Islam is not a problem, he's not living in reality, or he's being paid a nice hefty sum to put out Muslim propaganda. You know, you have to completely ignore the last 1400 years of Islamic history to say Islam is not a threat. Islam is doing what Islam has done since 640 AD, since its very inception, and that is conquer and murder and kill by the sword. Every country that Islam touches eventually goes full Islamic, and the people that didn't want to be Muslims are either killed or forced to convert to Islam. That's every country it's ever touched. And in Nigeria, for example, a place where I'm at, I've seen what Islam is. I've seen what Islam really does. I've seen how it works. I've hugged and held the wounded and the survivors of these massacres that said our Muslim neighbors that we were so friendly with, that we did business with, our kids played together. But when the day came, their neighbors turned on their fellow Christian neighbors and killed and took and stole everything that they had. And the Muslims in Nigeria, the radical Muslims in Nigeria, have a very have a phrase that they say is that we need to treat the Christian like a pet chicken. We feed it, we grow it, we love it, we pet it, we take care of it until it's time to chop off its head. That's actually a thing that the Muslims say in Nigeria. That's how you're supposed to treat Christians. And to say it's not a threat, I mean, they've taken over Europe. Europe is pretty much gone at this point. They're turning churches into mosques. People don't have freedom of speech. If you speak out against Islam and speak out against it on social media, they're putting them in jail. And if Tucker says, well, I haven't heard about any Muslim killings, there have been honor killings going on in Dearborn. There have been honor killings going on in Minneapolis, but the media is not reporting it. There's Muslim deaths every week in this country that the media is covering up. So Tucker's getting paid. I mean, he is nothing more than a pro-Islamist op, in my opinion. All the words that come out of his mouth are skewing towards pro-Islam, and to blame it on Israel is just insane to me. Because yeah. The Christians in Nigeria, that's nothing to do with Israel. They're radical Islamists that are killing Christians that have a goal of turning Nigeria into a caliphate and eradicating Christianity. This is what they're doing all over Europe. So Tucker's self-serving. He's getting money in his pockets and from Muslim interests. And, you know, good on him. He's selling out the rest of his country. And if he claims to be a Christian, he's selling out the rest of his Christian brothers and sisters. So I have no respect for that guy, and I don't think anybody should take him seriously at this point.
Yeah, you know, Jed, I don't know personally if he's got any financial gain to any of this, but I could tell you that it's been kind of a weird thing to sit back and watch, right? Because he was one of the very first people who put it on my radar, the Islamic threat, back when I was watching him on Fox. And I didn't know who Tommy Robinson was until he had Tommy Robinson on his show and was specifically talking to Tommy about what happened to him when he was in prison and solitary confinement and what the Muslims did to him. And so that was all put on my radar by Tucker. So just sitting back and watching this kind of transformation is quite it's disturbing. It's very disturbing to see, and I do hope that he does kind of issue more of an explanation as to these comments he's made recently, because he's a very intelligent man, and so it's really hard to understand how someone as intelligent as he is would feel this way. And it just feels like he's intentionally misleading people and trying to downplay this threat, which we all know is happening. We all know it's currently happening. I mean, we played it earlier in the show, too. I mean, they are on a mission to conquer the West, and they're openly bragging about mm-hmm. coming to the United States and conquering certain neighborhoods in Minnesota and other places, too. I mean, I live in Texas, and 48 mosques went up in the last 2 years in the DFW area. I mean, that is deeply, deeply concerning, and everyone should wake up and realize that. Again, we could be against foreign influence of all countries, but this is an issue that's not it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's actually getting worse, and so we should all be paying attention to that. I want to thank you for joining me today. As always, again, you do a great job over at truthnigeria.com. So, folks, make sure you head on over there to get your news, because, again, those are Nigerians on the ground who are doing fair and honest reporting. Thank you for joining me, my friend. We greatly appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, a lot more to dive into. You know, I spoke at in the beginning of the show. We're obviously doing a lot of countdowns over here. I am doing my own countdowns. I'm actually setting my own 2026 goals. I'll talk about that in just a bit. But I want to play this just video, and we'll talk about it. The best ICE raids that have been put together. Someone had the, someone did me the favor and put together some of the best ICE raids of 2025. And here's just some of the clips. Take a look. As you guys can see, ICE has had its work cut out for them. ICE has had their, whenever they go to make an arrest, protesters are getting very, very violent.
The Trump administration stayed true to its
promise. It hasn't been good. It hasn't been good. Now, obviously, this is a conglomerate of video clips pulled up by the left-wing media, obviously, but others, as they try to deceive and make it seem like law enforcement's in the wrong here. But law enforcement's not. You know, the Biden regime exclusively allowed individuals to come into our country to infiltrate, and all they were looking to do was to spread, number one, hate, but honestly destroy this country. There's no other way to put it. I mean, Venezuela emptied their sails and dumped all these people into our country. And, you know, ICE had to fight back. So, you know, when I sit here and say that this is like the best of moments, I say that lightly, I should say. Sarcasm involved here. Because again, ICE has had its work cut out for them. They've been doxxed, they've been targeted, they've had so many threats. But I get the emails when they make these arrests include sex offenders who the Biden regime knew were sex offenders. These arrests include murderers, convicted murderers we let into our country. And again, the Biden regime exclusively allowed them into our country. It's an absolute disgrace. And it's one worthy of prosecution if we had a couple of people over at the DOJ who were functioning adults. Just throw that out there. All right. Now, when it comes to 2026, I'm, you know, working through a plan myself. You know, when we sit back and we talk about all the government corruption, all of the evil, it kind of gets a little, sad, right? Because we're sitting back and the administration that was elected, that we elected, I know I elected them. I don't know about you guys at home. I could say that, though. I did vote for the Trump administration, the Trump, President Trump, I guess you'd say. It's been kind of hard to sit back and watch. Because, again, the commitments have not been carried through so far. Again, we're only about a year into this, but, again, we can't really leave anything behind. So I've been kind of upset when it comes to all these foreign governments being shuffled into the White House for exclusive meetings. All these deals we're doing with foreign governments. I'm not a fan of it. I get it. You got to work out some deals. You got to be on good terms with certain countries. But again, I don't like the foreign influence, and it doesn't matter in the country. I just don't like it. I also don't like the fact that there are no arrests. I remind you of this every single day. But 2026 for me is about how do I personally, because I can only control my own actions, so how do I make this country a little bit of a better place? Well, we're working on a goal. It's going to be to help children who are being trafficked online, who are being targeted by pedophile gangs. And we'll have a very big announcement coming for you in 2026 on how you guys could join that fight with me as well. It's all about protecting the kids, and that's what I look forward to doing in 2026. And if you're looking for something positive, you might want to join me in that mission. All right, folks, we got a lot more to discuss. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because we only have a few more hours left. And to buy one, get one free on select supplements over at the shop right now. Some of your favorite items on sale. Buy one, get one free. So step into the new year with a healthier version of you over at thealexjonesstore.com. More in just a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. A lot of stories to catch you up on, so we'll be doing that for the next, I don't know, let's just say 24 minutes. So it's good to have you here. Of course, buckle in. We've got a lot of stories to give you updates on. Also, just so you know, we will be in the next portion of the show taking your calls as well. So if you'd like to jump in, maybe weigh in on a topic thus far, you could do just that, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Kind of want to keep it to the topics discussed thus far. Of course, we're a little tight on time, so I want to make sure we get to all the callers. We got about 20 minutes to take those calls. So again, give us a call if you want to sound off on any of the topics we've discussed thus far. I want to keep talking, though, about the pipe bomber, the J6 pipe bomber. His name, the suspect, the man who they're trying to say did all of this, is Brian Cole Jr. Now, this individual is someone who we've played the video for you before, is someone who appears to have a disability. And so it's one of those things I want to keep reminding you of, because the FBI claimed that he admitted to putting down the pipe bombs. And now there's a new report that's being pushed out there. I think it's interesting. Again, we haven't really seen hard evidence proving that Brian Cole was behind all of this. They have showed us the criminal complaint claims that his cell phone is pinning off certain things, that there were a list of things that he had purchased online that were prior, or with credit cards that were prior, a year prior to the pipe bombs being put down. So again, it's kind of weird, given the fact that also he's a DoorDash delivery driver, right? Because if you're someone who's maybe looking to put pipe bombs down and it's somebody with a disability, maybe you just give him a couple of bags and say, hey, do me a favor, drop it at this location, and here's $100 in cash. I mean, it could have happened. Could have happened. Well, they're saying that Brian Cole Jr. told authorities he wanted to speak up for people who believe that the 2020 election was stolen, and he wanted to target the country's political parties for being in charge after his arrest earlier this month. So again, that arrest only happening after the Blaze made an allegation of someone who they accused of being the pipe bomber, who does work for the CIA, I believe, as a security guard. But at the time, she was Capitol Police. But again, that individual claiming that they are not the pipe bomber, and then suddenly this arrest did happen. Now, again, I mean, as I continue to go through all of this, I think it's insane because we haven't seen much. We haven't seen much. They're trying to tell you that this individual was just so enraged by the theft of the 2020 election that he put two pipe bombs down. He created them a year before. He made purchases, according to them. He made purchases about a year out and then put those pipe bombs outside of the DNC and the RNC. It doesn't add up because, folks, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Cole said something just snapped in him after watching everything, just everything getting worse. And he wanted to do something about it to the parties because they were in charge. Now, that's what they're claiming were Cole's own words. Again, I'm still not believing this. Acknowledges to agents that he felt... Well, I mean, this is the problem, right? Because he's not a Trump supporter. In fact, when you look at his family ties too, I want to keep driving this point home. When you look at his family ties too, it's important to note that he's not a Trump supporter. So if he truly believed the election was stolen, this would have been in favor of President Trump. That's why it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But they're claiming again that he said that he believed that it was stolen by Joe Biden. And the family making it very clear that his political leanings were never pro-Trump. So I don't know. We're going to wait for the criminal trial. Obviously, it's D.C. I don't think they're going to land a conviction against this man. You could stamp that one, though. There's a lot of BS going on here, and I would say that this entire case just does not seem to be authentic. Do I think that this guy's responsible for putting in the pipe bombs? No. And I also think the timing is quite sketchy as well. So there's that. But there's also this. The FBI director. Let's talk about him for a little bit. The FBI is apparently preparing to permanently close the aging Hoover building in D.C. Now, again, he made this announcement previously, but he did just put out a tweet over the weekend, I believe it was, saying the headquarters staff will be relocated to the Ronald Reagan building in the International Trade Center, ditching a bloated $5 billion plan for a new facility that wouldn't have been completed until 2035, according to Gateway Pundit. Now, again, back and forth, it just seems to be his promise. I mean, he did tell us he was going to shut down the Hoover Building. And I know this was a plan that he did have mapped out prior to taking on this position. In fact, it was one of his many goals when taking this position on. So again, will this actually resolve these issues, or is this just a shuffle? Well, it's a fair question. Patel even adding that this decision puts resources where they belong, defending the homeland, crushing violent crime, and protecting national security. So there's no word that the Hoover Building would become a museum. That was one of his goals. But again, I mean, we need to learn more about how the FBI is being fixed. The corruption is being purged, because it doesn't look that way. The shifting of these employees to other buildings doesn't mean that all of a sudden you've gotten rid of the filth. And so there's a lot of questions that people have, and they're right questions to ask. You know, I know that there's a lot of people currently over at the FBI that do not like criticism. And if you do criticize them, they attack. Rather than, how can we improve the trust of the American people, which I think is a fair ask. Because before Cash Patel took over at the FBI, the numbers as to how the American people felt about the agency were, I mean, rock bottom. And so one who takes on this position, who claims to know all the government gangsters, where all the corruption is, you would think there'd be a better plan in place to get rid of all these people. Now, again, when I ask specifics about getting rid of certain individuals over at the FBI, FBI says, sorry, can't comment on personnel matters. So we're not getting the answers that we need out of fear, I guess, that they might get in trouble. How about just say, hey, they're no longer with the agency? That's all I could tell you. You have a right to find out who's working for the FBI, because your money is going to it. But there's a lot of reports, and this kind of piggybacks off of the report that came out from Miranda Devine a couple of weeks ago. I got a lot of people for the FBI pissed off. This report specifically about the FBI agents who are now speaking about how they allege that Cash Patel is a diva. Again, I always thought it was weird on how he's constantly wearing those jackets, doesn't wear a suit and tie. But this kind of answers it. According to the current former agents, again, they could be biased, who spoke to Axios. They're fired up. They're angry. One kind of cracking a joke about how the FBI director itself is always wearing the windbreakers instead of an actual suit. Now, obviously, that's kind of an amateur complaint, obviously. But again, he continues to go on. There was one very important allegation that he did make, though. I'm trying to find that. Because the outfits, I'm like, that's not a big deal. It was taking credit for any major arrest. They wanted him to put it on their radar. If there was a major arrest made, Patel wanted to be front and center, face of it. And that makes sense, because I keep telling you guys, I'm like, why are they taking credit for things that are happening? Other law enforcement agencies are the ones who are actually going out there and doing this, making these big arrests. And I constantly am seeing, we talked about early in the show, he's bragging about making a massive arrest. He's bragging about the Minnesota fraud, the 2022 case, and he drops the names. That happened to the Biden regime. What are you doing? Why are you trying to take credit for a very corrupt administration? I mean, even they had the cojones to go after these people. I mean, on the scale that they should have, but it is very important. So again, the FBI director trying to put his face out there for every major arrest. The quote was, ensuring he gets screen time for any big arrest. Yeah, because that's what you really want. The top priority. So you can pretend like you're doing things. Thanks, bud. We appreciate you. Like a participation award. I still can't believe they did this interview, folks, with Katie Miller. Katie Miller, I like her. I think she's funny. But I don't think she should be pulling members of the administration away to do these interviews. And it's like a, who's funding that? I actually kind of wonder who's funding that. The set, the, obviously the editing, it just, it's a real question. But, like, why is his girlfriend sitting closer to Katie? I mean, normally just TV-wise, the main subject would be on the left and she would be on the right. But she has to assert her power, I guess, and act like she is the subject of this interview. It's just such an embarrassment. It really, really is. It's not what you want from an FBI director again. He's got other things to do, not sit down and do a fluffy love story piece about a girl he's not even committed to marrying yet. But again, this is, and we'll put up this tweet again of Cash Patel over the weekend taking credit for that $250 million fraud scheme. Again, it's from COVID. And this investigation happened under the Biden administration. When I go back, and I won't even try to pronounce that name, folks. Obviously, like, I can't do that. So we'll just go with Mohammed One, the first name on there. When he was indicted back in 2022, obviously that's when all the pieces fall. I actually looked to see if he's under BOP, which is the Bureau of Prison Custody right now, and he is not, it looks like, when you run his first name, middle name, last name. It says that he's no longer in custody, so he likely maybe got a plea deal, if you could just assume, working with the feds, and threw some of his other brothers under the boat for this wire fraud money laundering conspiracy scheme. Again, why are you taking credit for this? This is something else that you did nothing. You did. It's just strange. It's really, really strange. It's really, really strange. Folks, in just a few minutes too, in the next hour, top of the next hour, we're going to be taking your calls. So if you haven't done so already, give us a call. 877-789-2539. Maybe you have like a 2026 goal that you want to share. You could do just that. 877-789-2539. That is the line you're going to want to call into. And we'll keep it to the topics that we've discussed thus far as we make our way around. All right. So President Trump pushed, obviously, no tax on tips. And I mean, I didn't support it. I think that if what makes these people exclusive to not have to pay taxes on tips, I don't think any of us should have to pay taxes, especially with being shuffled to Somalian pirates. People who are stealing from the American people. I mean, it's not even funny. I shouldn't even be laughing. It's not funny. These people have stolen so much money from the American people. But you're expected to pay your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, well, the IRS will come for you. If you make a Venmo transaction over $600.01, you better report it or else the IRS is coming for you. The IRS also doing something illegal that I have not seen actually stopped by the Trump administration yet. They're using AI to comb through people's financial records, their banking records. Again, unconstitutional because you would need a warrant to do that. But again, we just let the IRS go rogue and do whatever they want. Because they have to rob the American people, hardworking Americans who are just trying to get by. Maybe you forgot to claim that 601 cent Venmo transaction that came from your aunt for Christmas. Uncle Sam's coming after you. But not the Somalians robbing this country blind. No. Look the other way on that one. But anyways, back to the subject matter. There are 8 states who are on track to allow residents to cash in fully on popular tax cuts from President Trump's legislation in 2026. But blue states are not, especially like New York, Illinois, California, are not going to be passing on those no taxes on tips. Again, I mean, no surprise here. I'm a former New Yorker, as many of you guys know. I spent my whole life there. They will gouge you for $5. But not because it's going to go to make it a nicer city, a cleaner city. No. You have to fund the transgender movie night over in New York City. I don't even know. It all just gets shuffled around. It's all fraud. It's all fraud. Millions and millions of dollars stolen. Also, too, it's another scandal. If anyone ever wants to maybe have some free time, go take a look at how Bill de Blasio and his wife shuffled millions of dollars into New York City to help with the homeless crisis, only for the homeless crisis to get worse. I believe it was like $1.1 billion. And then when she was brought in front of the city council, she couldn't tell you where specifically that money went. I think it was over like 700 million was missing. Who could even count up that high? You know, after the first couple of million, it's just whatever. Like, that's how they view it, at least. Not the rest of us. The rest of us would like our money back. But again, I mean, that was his wife who openly, Bill de Blasio's wife, openly said that she, I think she said she was a lesbian before she met him. Then as soon as he left the office, they got a divorce. Wonder why. Wonder why. But this is what's going on. You know, these blue states will completely rob you blind. And they're just hoping and praying that you don't catch up with them. Would be nice if someone caught up with them, though. Wouldn't it? Would be very nice. Would be very nice. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz, I like this. So he actually, and he did an interview with Tucker Carlson, he actually is sounding off on his friendship with AOC. Now, I always thought it was a weird friendship. And, you know, AOC is friends with some conservatives across the aisle. But interesting enough, I have never really understood it, like how these friendships actually work. Because she's very dramatic, as many of you guys know. Even though she wasn't in her Capitol office on January 6th, she was claiming that all those conservative men were coming to sexually assault her. Again, zero proof, but could make that claim on like a CNN, MSNBC, and they all just go, oh my gosh, you really thought you were going to be a victim? Nobody even asked where she was that day, though. She wasn't there. But anyways, former Congressman Matt Gaetz is sounding off about his friendship with AOC in clip 14. Take a listen.
Let's do this on our side.
What's she like?
Before January 6th, she was incredibly chummy with Republicans in Congress, would regularly come over to our side, sit down, hang out, talk about her day.
Did you ever date her?
I did not, no.
Did you try?
No. And, not my cup of tea, but she, after January 6th, treated us all like, you know, we had horns or something.
So she gave this kind of famous statement after January 6th and said, you know, as a trauma survivor, I was traumatized. I was almost killed that day. Do you think, was that real?
No, but it is reflective of the performance art of Congress. And it was just bad performance
art.
But
how could you get points from anyone for being like, yeah, I'm a terrified little girl?
Because on...
I find that contemptible. Well, no, you can't be in charge of anything if you're a terrified little girl. Sorry.
Yeah, but we are a society that is increasingly built on grievance identity. You are the grievance that you can access, right? And so if you are... a woman, that can be a source of grievance if you're a minority. And then like you have people who are just odd and say, well, maybe if I'm trans, then that can be this source of grievance. Yeah. And then you have a bunch of men, white men looking around saying, well, I guess I'll be a drug addict because then like that can be my source of grievance. And, that she was leaning into that. She wanted to show that she had been aggrieved by this act and should be owed some unique empathy.
But she revealed that she's afraid. It says she's a coward. Like, how is that the only thing people respect on a gut level is strength and courage. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some would say she's a coward. She wasn't there again. She wasn't the victim of January 6th. Those who were killed that day, I'd say those are the victims, you know, Ashley Babbitt and others, obviously, the police who brutalized these people who were there at illegal protests, who decided to open fire and shoot rubber bullets into them. Obviously to aggravate them, to get them upset, but because they were political hacks, these Capitol Police officers and possibly agents of other, other agencies. They had no problem with it. No problem whatsoever. AOC, such a hack. Such a hack. And I still to this day think it's so crazy that she sat back and would go talk to members on the right, only because like I think we can have open dialogue, but... my problem with all of this is like, why are you sitting here and pretending? Because people hate us. They demonize us every day. How can she sit there if she's doing what she truly believes on air, which is probably all political theatrics? How can you sit there and, oh, remember this moment when she jumped on stage? These people really think they're celebrities in their own heads. What an absolute embarrassment this woman was. Bouncing around a stage like she's a rapper. Imagine being stupid enough to vote for her. Yikes. Let's play this clip. This is a former Somalian prime minister, clip 19, was calling out her buddy, Ilhan Omar. Take a listen.
Ilhan.
All right, if you are listening audio only, you're probably wondering what that gibberish is. Well, that is obviously the former prime minister saying that Ilhan Omar is not interested in helping Minnesota. She's working for Somalia. That's her interest. I mean, how many more videos we need to say? And she's smiling, too, because she knows it's exactly true. Folks, we've imported people who hate our guts. Who hate our guts. And they are now pushing their way through Congress and other, obviously, other roles, local and obviously federal. At what point do we say enough is enough? Truly, enough is enough. Remember when I told you guys about the gun reforms that were going to take place in Australia? Well, this is why so many people doubt that they don't know about these terror attacks before they happen, because, I mean, Australia, they are now, again, they made the commitment, and they haven't even waited a month before those people, Jews, who were celebrating Hanukkah, were slaughtered by two Islamic terrorists. They promised you that they were going to use that to push gun control for a population that only has 6% of gun owners. So now they all need to be punished, and so now it's another gun grab. Well, the gun reform was just recently passed through the New South Wales state legislature on Christmas Eve, including capping individual gun ownership at 4 and reclassifying high-risk weapons like pump-action firearms. Again, they call this gun reform, and they're saying that they're going to be buying back these firearms from legal gun owners, but it's not a buyback because they didn't own them in the first place. See, they say buyback because it sounds friendly. It sounds like they're not the bunch of the communist people that you know that they all are. So they sit there and say, oh, we're doing a buyback. It's not that what's happening. It's an infringement, which I believe every person in this world has a right to own a firearm. But again, Australia, whose own police department actually failed that day because the females that they hired to work on their police force froze up and became cowards and didn't want to engage with those two Islamic terrorists. You know who did engage, though? A man. It's a whole other argument, though. Folks, we'll be taking your calls in just a few minutes, so give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls. I'll also be joined in the next hour by Michael Cargill. Michael Cargill is a fighter for the Second Amendment, so we look forward to having him on the program today. But most importantly, he's not just a fighter, he's a winner. And we like winners over here. He has won several key battles in regards to your Second Amendment rights. And I'm excited to have him here. He put up a really good video. We'll play it for you. But I couldn't stop chuckling while I was watching it. He actually does a lot of funny videos, a lot of funny videos. So Michael will be in studio in just a bit. We look forward to having him here around like 11:30-ish. So buckle up. There's still more to unpack in just a little bit. In the meantime, though, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because as we get ready to kick off the new year, you have to get your fitness together. I know everyone's going to be making those goals. You're going to say, oh, I'm going to focus more on my MAHA goals. Well, guess what? We could help you with that over at thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, it's buy one, get one free on select supplements. And that's only going on for a couple more hours. So stop what you're doing now and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up while you still can. Also, we're excited about this one. I'm excited about this one because you guys know I love cooking. But we just started selling beef cooking tallow over at thealexjonesstore.com. It's 100% pure beef fat. It is now on sale. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber over at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, it's packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K, which is so important. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at theoptimistore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. So we got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Welcome back. You know, we're excited you're all jumping on with us today. All right, we've got a lot of callers, so I figured, although we only have 4 minutes here before we go to our next commercial break, let's jump in and grab one of the callers right now. Let's welcome to the show Meg in Minnesota. Meg, welcome to the show. I hear there's a lot of fraud happening over where you are, so it's good to have you on today's show.
Oh, thanks, Brianna.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I was on Facebook this morning, and David Harris Jr. reposted something about one of Nick Shirley's findings. It's called Sweet Angel Child Care, and the number on Google that they have listed is a 651 number, so it's the Twin Cities, and it's 201-3400. So I did a Google search of this, and on this video, it said that it went to Tim Walz's office. You can't make this stuff up. So I Googled it, and sure enough, it does. So the number doesn't even go to the daycare. It goes to Tim Walz's office.
Yeah. I mean, that's where a criminal investigation would start if you were to launch one, Meg. I mean, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
I saw it this morning, too, on X. I saw Nick posted it, and I was like, gosh. I mean, it's like, can it get any worse? I mean, the connections are so strong, and his refusal to even accept any of this and to completely deflect every time he's asked about it tells me that he's probably guilty of something. I mean, his refusal to continue to say or call it out, it just screams guilty to me. Meg, you obviously have been on the ground over there. What has it been like? Because obviously for the rest of us in this country, a lot of people are just learning about this now. They haven't actually been focused on this because there's been so much going on. But, I mean, you've been there. You obviously live there. What have you seen personally? And just the coverage as an example.
I don't live in the cities. I live in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we have Somalis out here, but I don't know of anything happening like that out here, but I mean, it's a lot tougher to find when you have all these buildings in Minneapolis, these dilapidated buildings that, you know, you can hide things like that there. But it's very frustrating knowing that my tax dollars are going to this and nothing is happening.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, Meg, I'm with you on that. That has to be, and this is like the best part of Nick's video. Is the learning center spelled inaccurately, but that's no surprise there.
It's such a joke.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. And also, like I keep saying, because I had to look up what the population, the Somalian population is, and they're only about 100,000. I mean, they're not even, it's not even that big. So to me to sit back and watch as all of your officials, except that one Democrat who sadly was murdered, but I mean, she had enough guts to call out the fraud, the healthcare fraud and all of this.
Well, yeah. And that could be tied in. I just feel so far sorry for her and her family and just kudos to her for doing what she did. I mean, and it's sad that she had to die for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It just goes to show, though, when you stick your neck out and you confront this fraud, what you could possibly be looped into. Because I remember seeing this and thinking, oh, gosh, is this what they killed her for? And again, I mean, we still haven't really heard much from this man.
No.
I, I believe he's been text messaging one of the Blaze reporters back and forth, because in jail you actually have the electronic communication devices in your right. jail cells. So, but we don't know the exact motive yet. And he's been, I think he even said he claimed to be like a Trump supporter as well. So it's just such a mess, and it's so upsetting to see. And again, Meg, I mean, we're going to keep watching this. I know this is something that's going to be all over the news cycle. It's obviously not just in your state too. I should also remind people it's in like Washington State and other places as well. And it's just starting to get exposed. There was a woman on social media who actually just pulled up all of the daycare centers. I believe it's in Washington State specifically. And as you're scrolling down, Somalian is the one that's listed as the people who own it. But most importantly, these people don't even have addresses. And this is the government databases. So these people have just been defrauding the system, and nobody even cares to look at it. So I guess, Meg, you know, as we prepare to get ready for a break, we could just pretty much say this is the reason why they went so hard on Doge and didn't want any accountability there. Meg, thank you for putting this on our radar, of course, and bringing this one up. There was so much happening. So it's important for all of us to stay in touch and to learn more. Folks, if you're on hold right now, we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. We're going to be going down the list in just a few. So stay put, a lot more to discuss. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We just launched, and I can't stop talking about it, the beef cooking tallow over at thealexjonesstore.com. Make sure you stock up while supplies last.
Pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the info war.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective. Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
All right, welcome back. We're excited you're all jumping on with us. We will be taking phone calls for the next 20 minutes. So if you want to get on air, you have something you'd like to say, contribute to the discussion, now's your time to do so. 877-789-2539. Also joining us in a bit, Michael Cargill. He is a gun shop owner here in Austin, Texas. Puts up great content in regards to, you know, cracking down on crime in Austin. There's obviously a lot of that these days. But most importantly, he is a Second Amendment fighter. And he's not just a fighter. He's a winner. This guy's won several different lawsuits, and he's one of the big defenders of your Second Amendment rights. And so I look forward to having him on the program today. He'll be in studio in just a little bit. But let's take some of your calls. Might as well. A lot we've discussed thus far. Let's get our first caller. Jay, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm jacked up on all these supplements.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I just got that red one, the liquid there. And it's got a hell of a like twinge at the end. It starts out tasting good, and then it kind of tastes sour in it. But it's good, though, but it's hilarious. But anyways, I'm thinking, you know, I'm Jewish, and I was at the synagogue on Rosh Hashanah, and the politics came up a little bit. And Tucker Carlson, one of my friends, was telling me, you know, he's a Nazi and all this. And I'm like, I'm sticking up for Tucker Carlson, and I'm thinking, I've watched him, you know, for years, and now this turnaround, all I can think is after listening to Alex's show yesterday, maybe between Candace and her husband being a lord of some type, and maybe she knew something about the murder of Charlie, and they kind of clued in on Tucker and told Tucker, listen, we got a scope on your family, and you're going to start talking how we want you to talk. or you're going to end up like Charlie Kirk. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's just a crazy theory. But the world's a mess. Yeah. And, the world, you know, I don't know. There's so much going on. I mean, how could he not know Tommy Robinson? How can people, maybe that was AI. Maybe he's been replaced. Maybe he's been held captive somewhere and he's got a man. And whoever's impersonating him is somebody I don't know. But it just doesn't seem right that he should turn like that.
Yeah. I mean, Jay, listen, we're a big fan of conspiracy theories these days, so all theories are quite welcomed here. But, you know, when it comes to this, I don't understand that the change. I mean, literally, he's the one who, I keep saying it, was the one who introduced me to Tommy Robinson. I didn't know who Tommy was until I saw him on Tucker Carlson Tonight. And so, yeah, Jay, I would say so. And I think, you know, people use the word Nazi. They use it so loosely these days that it's unfortunate, but it doesn't really have the meaning that it should have because everyone's labeled folks as Nazis. And I don't think, like when someone criticizes the Israeli government, I'm constantly hearing that being thrown at them. And I don't think that your criticism of a government, makes you a Nazi. And it's just so, it's so upsetting that that's the kind of the go-to. And I know you said that with somebody and you disagreed with it. But again, I mean, it just seems to be the go-to for so many people. I don't know what's going on with Tucker. I mean, this is someone who I highly respected. And it's a little disappointing to see that he makes this about, well, if you stand against the Islamic takeover of your communities, you're buying into Israeli propaganda. I don't see that connection. All you have to do is crack open the Quran and read it for yourself. Over 100 verses in it call for violence against non-believers. And Jay, I know you said you're Jewish. You know, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, if you're Hindu, if you're just a non-believer, they target you. And so to dismiss all of that is pretty upsetting. Jay, I'll let you get your final word because I think you have something to say.
Well, I'm totally looking forward to getting that, not Turbo Force, Ultimate Power or whatever it is.
The new one.
As a truck driver, I used to use it all the time. And, but I, like I said, I really love the, all the supplements. I got Nitric Boost. I got them all. I got the gummies and the turmeric and I got them all. Oh. And I honestly sleep maybe 5 hours a day and I feel good, you know, and because of the law, I got to take a 30-minute break after 8 hours. I generally will put in the 8 hours and take a 30-minute break, get something to eat and go on. I got that burn stuff. I'm down about 10 pounds, which that's pretty good because I like to eat food. but everything's good. And what's going on in Minneapolis, that's just, that guy, Shirley, whatever his name is, I would change my name, but anyway, I put it on Facebook to share, it's incredible that money is, you know, I work hard and I kill myself out here to make a couple of dollars and I'm in good shape, but they take so much money at the end of the year in taxes and it's so difficult to do what I do and to know that my money is going to, you know, Alex had those people saying I'm Somali and of course I have a Porsche and I drive a Mercedes and all this. I'm thinking, you arrogant SOB, you know, I mean, these people, I would just send in the military, send in the Marines, scoop them up. Anybody that doesn't comply, well, they have body bags. And you send them over to Somalia. See you later. Confiscate all the money. Go after the Congress. Put Nancy in jail.
Yeah.
But go after all of them. This Trump character, I had a lot of hope for him, but I'm not saying he's disappointing me. I know he's going against the tide and everything. You know, I listen to your show every day, 10 hours a day. But I know how it sure looks difficult, but in many people's eyes, mine, you know, you got the control of the whole military. Go after these, put them in Guantanamo, see you later, let's fly straight. Let's, you know, fly straight. Right now, people, we're doing loopy loops, highs and lows, you know, emotions, and
Yeah, no, Kirk Foley's great. Great, Jay. Well, Jay, thank you for jumping on, because I want to make sure we get to everyone else, because we're short on time. But, you know, we appreciate what you said, too, about supporting all of our supplements, of course. And I'm glad to hear that it's helping you get, you know, a good rest, a good 5 hours rest. So, Jay, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Let's turn to Tim in Washington. Tim, welcome back.
Hello, Brianna. How you doing?
Hi, Tim. Good. How are you?
I'm confused. After what we saw Laura Loomer do to InfoWars over the weekend, and now we're hearing you basically parrot Laura Loomer's talking points about how Tucker Carlson's working for Qatar and all this other stuff, what good does that do the American people when we have all of these quote-unquote truth movement people attacking each other for foreign interests? What good does that do any of us?
Well, Tim, welcome back to the show. As always, you always call into the show with something negative to say. You're not really a positive person. You like to attack people for having their own opinions. And so that's why you're here again, to do just that. So let me just clarify this for you, okay? What happened between Alex and Laura Loomer played out. Alex doesn't control what I say, doesn't control my opinions, doesn't control what I say. There have been plenty of people who have tried to throw money at me, specifically foreign interest groups. And as I've repeatedly said, I've taken nothing, nothing. So my opinion is my opinion. I'm going to state it. And I don't care what Laura Loomer is saying, although I do love her journalism. I do think she does a great job. Her opinion's her opinion. My opinion is my opinion. And so that's what I do on this show. I share what my opinion is. And my opinion might differ from a Harrison Smith, or might differ from Alex Jones. Of course, they're not glued to my opinion. We don't sit here, have meetings, and put our heads together and say, well, what views do you want to have that we could all share together? That's not what happens. I come together and I do my research and I put my theories out there that I believe in. And so if I'm going to want to talk about whatever I want to talk about, I'm going to do that on my show. And so, Tim, to sit here and pretend like I am just feeding off of Laura Loomer's talking points is absurd, but I expect it from you. You call in constantly. You're negative. You're cruel. I've even seen what you post on X, too. It's so over the top, Tim. It's so over the top. My viewpoints are my personal viewpoints. Whether the other guys agree with it or not, I don't know. We don't really have these types of gatherings where I go through it. If Alex wants to say what he wants to say, he's welcome to say it. If I want to say what I want to say, I'm going to say it. So no one's taking talking points from Laura Loomer, and that's that. So, Tim, as always, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your time. Let's turn to Robert in Florida. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Wanted to share some valuable information first on the product. The antigen spike protein is pretty much correlated with antibodies. And a lot of people don't realize, unfortunately, I know you didn't take the vaccine, but a lot of people did. And so this is more for them. So if you did take the vaccine, you should go and get a COVID antibody test. And a lot of people in the clinic that we're in Florida have actually done that. And what they've found is that they're up in the thousands. Mm-hmm. And so, incredibly, the methylene blue and the life force have actually helped reduce that antibody. And so, when you see a reduction in the antibodies, it means that the antigen spike proteins are also coming down. So, the products are really doing something. We're not supposed to be officially doing that, but we are. And it's really what it's doing, it's preserving your immune system, and it's preventing those unfortunate that did take the vaccine that were brainwashed and believed our public health to avoid immune system exhaustion. So I really need you guys to really consider these products. They're incredible. Remember, you can't take the methylene blue if you're on any antidepressants. But the nitric boost and the life force is, I mean, it's really incredible. I also recommend everybody go ahead and take an antibody test for the COVID to see where you're at if you did take the boosters and if you take the initial vaccine dosages. So that's one.
Well, Robert,
so
before you move on, let me just ask you real quick, because I just want to get your source on that. Where did you get that information from? Because I know we have a lot of benefits to it. I just haven't seen that specific benefit.
I'm actually a medical clinical auditor.
Okay.
And in my practice, where we are in the clinic, we're actually doing that in Florida. So we're not supposed to, it's not official.
I like it.
We have been doing it for some people. It's not an official study, but I am gathering data on it.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. So yeah. I'll let you go to your second.
We got it from Mary Bowen. Mary Bowen was the one that started talking about, hey, you need to go ahead and get your antibody test for the COVID to see where you're at. And that we started doing that for some of our you know, our members or patients. So, but again, it's unofficial because a lot of people frown upon it. And a lot of doctors are probably not going to order it for you. So, unfortunately, a lot of these patients have to go ahead and get their lab test themselves. It's $60, and it's worth going to do it. I'm serious. Everybody, please. You know, this is about your immune system. These products help. They're incredible. I really recommend. Real quick, you know, because I know you're short on time, on the whole thing in Minnesota, there's a paper trail. All of that is audited. It's all audited. It's all reviewed. There's teams of people that audit all of that data. It's all there. Somebody needs to go in there. I know Alex is going to go in there to Minnesota. I don't know if he's going to be with Shirley, but everything is audited. There's paper trails for every single one of those organizations. Another thing that's really important for, I don't know if Alex wants to do it or you're going to do it, but dental. All of them are getting orthodontics. All of them are getting braces. All of them are getting all types of dental care. And a lot of time, that's another area of interest, similar to the home health aides and the home care centers and the daycare centers, is dental. And last thing I want to mention is, I know we're all talking about all these issues and all of this corruption and whatnot. I think the main problem is that we're not engaged. We need to engage in our politics, in our community politics. We need to get engaged. MAGA, America First, you need to get engaged. This is serious.
Yeah. No, Robert, I'm with you on this one. I mean, it needs to happen. I mean, at local level, we could all be doing the calling out of the corruption and doing this ourselves. And that's why I put it out on X earlier over the weekend too. You know, what Nick Charlie's doing. I mean, I started off independent. I mean, I literally 11 years ago started my own radio show. It was for sports at the time, but I literally bought a mic, started it off. And although I had no following, I had no one really listening at first, I had repetition, kept doing it, and then got a job at Major League Baseball, and then my career kind of took off from there. But, you know, my point is this, if you are someone, maybe you don't want to be involved in and actually run for office, but maybe you're someone who wants to call out the local corruption that you're seeing at your state level, county level, whatever it is, you have the power to do so. Amazon makes everything very inexpensive for folks. Grab your microphone, learn how to edit your own videos, because I still edit my own videos to this day, and go out there and do it. And so I highly recommend everyone do that. Robert, thank you for calling in. Let's get to Tim in California. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Tim.
You know, you're talking about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And, you know, we only have 50 governors. And he, you know, by his own admission, and it was published in the New York Times, that he's been to China around 30 times, 3-0, 30 times.
Yeah.
By the way, there is a pic available where he's taken his picture with the Dalai Lama. It's like me getting my picture taken with Tom Brady, you know, that kind of thing. Anyways, and you also mentioned the Doge thing, and I thought, you know, it might be that it was just so overwhelming, immediately became clear that it's just like, I can't go tell the American public that there's just, you know, hundreds of billions or even trillions of dollars that have been stolen. How am I going to tell the American people that? Okay, one more parting shot. Steve Hilton is going to run for governor of California as a Republican. And he mentioned over the weekend that, yeah, during the fire, they failed to bulldoze the line because of the plant that we mentioned, you know, wanted to save the plant, the green plant on the ground. But anyways, what I didn't know that he mentioned was startling. The reservoir that was emptied so that they could renovate it and make it better or whatever, and that's why it all burned down, is there was no water because the reservoir was empty. What he pointed out is, a year later, it is still empty.
Oh, were you hoping for that to be a top priority, Tim?
Oh, no, but I just thought how many people, I mean, and the reason why it's really funny is, oh, not funny, is we're having a really similar wind event right now, and it would be a really big problem right now, except for we've just had 3 days of torrential rain, so the wind isn't really going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. But they only got lucky, because if it had sparked off another thing, there's not much left to burn. But what was left to burn, I don't think they could have used a reservoir, because it's still empty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Tim, they want to regulate your flowers, so make sure you don't have flowers out there. That's the more productive route to get into this fight and to prevent the wildfires, of course. Tim, thank you for calling to the show. I appreciate your time, as always, and we appreciate your insight on all things related to California and others, of course. We've got about a couple more minutes left. Let's take Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, you should not eat bacon in front of Muslims, because sausage biscuits are way better. But anyway, what we have here with particularly the Democratic Party and Americans that are brainwashed is suicidal empathy, because these people are only going to damage this country. They can't help us. And I watched that thing, report on Alex Jones by Nick Shirley. And imagine this. They're so stupid. They don't know how to spell learning center. It was a leering center. Man, this is the kill shot if we take it properly, like Alex was saying last night. Anyway, please go to Bart Fun on BitChute and Rumble and watch the Alex Jones show every day. Thank you for taking my call again.
Bart, we always appreciate you calling into the show. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty bad. You can't spell the word learning. And that is what your role is supposed to be, to teach the kids. Again, average IQ, 68. Keep that in mind. Let's turn to Josh. Josh in North Carolina, I believe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. Just want to say thank y'all for everything y'all do as far as putting out information. This is godsend compared to what we had to deal with back in the 90s.
Thank you.
Yeah, the whole fraud and everything, I just want to say as a taxpayer how demoralizing this is. I mean, not just they're rubbing our faces in it, but I'm actually losing credible insight and, like, not, that's probably the wrong word, but I'm losing faith in our system as far as, like, why am I paying tax dollars when millions are going to these groups that just hate me? In particular, I am at war with no one, but you're telling me, like, 8 different groups of people are at war with me? But you broke the story not too long ago about 42% of people are in favor of NATO. I just want to point out a very historical fact of America is that 50% of our population didn't even want the revolution. They were called Tories. During the Civil War, they had 50% of the southern states voted against the secession. So, like, it just goes throughout time. It does, you know, it rhymes. It has a rhythm about it. But I'm just going to say that Islam's biggest weakness is its vanity, the fact that it rubs it in. I mean, you look at, Richard Braveheart? I mean, he kept his forces going, and eventually the Muslims were right there, you know, taunting the knights, and eventually they got so close that he just said, you know what, go, or they kind of unleashed themselves. But it's the fact that they were so arrogant that they fell into the trap. And honestly, looking at what's going on over in the UK and America less so, because, you know, we had a good opportunity there the last election, but they are getting confident, and it's going to be their downfall. I hope it's not bloody. You know, we as a society need to move past that, but people are at war with me, but I'm not at war with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Josh, you're not alone in that. And I thank you for calling in, of course. And, you know, we need those positive words, though, at the end of this, because, I'm not at war with anyone. They've declared war on us, and we're kind of just all innocent bystanders in this. And so we either fight back to preserve what we think is the greatest country, and I think it's the greatest country in the world, or we allow them to do whatever they want to do. And, you know, this country was only great because of the great men who lost their lives defending this country. And so, Josh, I want to thank you for calling into the show. Folks, if you're on hold right now, we have run low on time, run out, I guess I should say, unfortunately. So we will get back to callers tomorrow. But I want to appreciate and thank everyone who did call in, of course. And I hope you do call back into the show tomorrow. In the meantime, though, as we get ready to kick off 2026, I want to remind you that we're doing the buy one, get one free on select supplements right now over at the Alex Jones store. com. Now, again, that's only going to last for a couple more hours. So now is the time. This is the best sale that you're going to find right now. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements. So if you're looking to make that commitment and make sure that this is your personal health is a top issue heading into 2026, make sure you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and stock up now. There are so many incredible items right now available that are on sale. Buy one, get one free. We also just recently kicked off the beef cooking tallow, and I can't shut up about it because you guys know I do love a healthy alternative, and I do love cooking. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up on beef tallow. All right, more happening in just a few minutes. Michael Cargill joining me in studio to discuss the Second Amendment and so much more. Awesome crime, too, here in the great state of Texas. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important. And it's about a choice that you have to make. And that's not hype. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has been under unprecedented attack for really 15 years, intensifying when Obama in 2013 secretly listed us as a terrorist organization for destruction by the CIA and FBI that was declassified earlier in the year by the Trump administration. I'm all over the Crossfire Hurricane. I'm all over the Arctic Frost as one of the main people to be taken out by the deep state itself. And the reason for that is we have the information, I have the background, I have the research, I have the guest, I have the crew, we have the giant audience. They tune in and they cannot stand what they hear being discussed on this broadcast. So when you spread the word about this broadcast, when you pray for this broadcast, when you share the articles and videos and reports or take them and make clips yourself and share them, this belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. When you do that, you are the amplification system. Again, you're not part of the fight, you are the fight. And when you support this operation financially, you allow us to stand up against the Paul Weiss law firm, the top Democrat law firm in the country, and we are having major victories against them. We've held them off, shutting us down, as you've seen, intensely the last few years, and it is just a knockdown, drag-out operation. But regardless, the Alex Jones store, thealexjonesstore.com, is not owned by me, it's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the fight and the crew and the operation and the bandwidth and everything. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup that's been built. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free on almost every supplement we've got. A few of them we can't because of methylene red, a small shipment came in. It's going to sell out probably today. So and this is the key. You don't just buy one of one type and get the same one free. That's the usual deal. You can buy any supplement and buy any other supplements. You can buy a $20 supplement and buy a $45 one free. You understand? So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultra Methylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate power drink mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate power drink mix, two great flavors now available at DeltaStore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. Atomic Defense. Incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn. Safe, healthy, metabolic rate turn up to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra. Great for your brain. The Tallow Balm. We never talk about enough. Optimal Human. The ultimate green drink. You heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at the AlexJonesStore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, sitting from the gun store, empty crack. holiday season, remember, situation awareness and security. At the gun store, we have had several break-in attempts and plenty of other crazy events go down. From people setting up in the abandoned office next door and trying to drill into our building. Simply for selling guns at a gun store.
Everybody. Starting with you.
Although every break-in attempt in the past was a bust, I'm sad to report that we finally had our first successful break-in a few weeks ago. This bandit was wearing a mask, knocked over everything, and even urinated on our printer. Why? Because he was so pissed that he got locked into the gun store and couldn't get out. We've nicknamed him Carlos Timmy Jaquan. Check this bandit out. So, Carlos Timmy Jaquan was the only successful bandit to break into the gun store in 18 years. So before you leave to go to Grandma's house for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, check those batteries. You know what I'm talking about. And charge those Ring cameras. Make sure to remove any alarm codes from unauthorized personnel, alert the alarm company you'll be out of town, and don't post photos on social media while you're gone. Wait till you get home, and hey, give Grandma a kiss for me. Tell her I miss her. As always, more guns equals less crime. Quite then, buy yourself a gun.
Man, well, that video, which had me rolling on the floor, is courtesy of Michael Cargill, and joins us now in studio now. In case you don't follow Michael on X, I'd highly recommend you stop what you're doing now and do just that. You're a Second Amendment advocate, but you're also a winner. So not just an advocate, but you win cases against the government in regards to our Second Amendment. And you're also the owner of the Central Texas Gunworks Store here in Austin, Texas. So, Michael, it is an honor to have you on the show today.
Yes, thank you for having
thanks
me.
For the great laugh. Tell us a little bit about the thought that went behind that video, because it's great.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do was give a little funny thing for Christmas and kind of, you know, remind people, you know, just be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. You're going to take this vacation. You're going to be going out of town. Let's make sure that we, you know, just check things out at home, at work, you know, make sure the alarm companies are up to date on what's going on. And then, so that way when you come back, you don't have to worry about, you know, having to report something that happened. Because in Austin, Texas, we know how bad crime really is, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I would say, yeah, we kind of have figured that out. I figured that out very quickly after coming to Austin. But I want to know about the raccoon. What's the status of that raccoon? Has it been apprehended?
So Carlos Timmy Jaquan has not been apprehended. So unfortunately, we actually saw him a couple of nights ago, you know, in the parking lot. We chased him up a tree, you know, So he's still out there. He's still terrorizing us, let me tell you.
All right, when he makes his way into the shop, though, what is he in there for? Is he grabbing food? Is he taking someone's lunch?
He just ended up getting in and then going out. He got stuck in one room, got out of that room, ended up in the main area, and just got stuck and couldn't get out. He's just driving himself crazy going from the front to the back, you know, just trying to get out, just could not get out whatsoever.
Oh, man. Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm glad you have your eye on that case, though. I want to talk a little bit about Austin crime, because as you just saw in the video, too, your shop obviously being a target of the criminals looking to come in and try to break in and steal firearms. So obviously you've been, I mean, I came from Florida. I came from South Florida, and I just moved to Texas, and I'm learning a lot about Austin crime here specifically, but I mean, you're based here in Austin. So what has it been like as a gun shop owner trying to combat those who are trying to steal firearms from you?
Yeah, it takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot of updating the alarm system. It takes a lot of working with the employees and making sure that, you know, we have a system in place to make sure that we don't come up short. Mm-hmm. Criminals are evolving. You know, they have nothing but time on their hands to actually learn and get even better. And so we have to evolve with them. You know, technology is growing. You have to stay up to date with all the technology and stuff. So we do facial recognition. We do license plate readers. I try to do everything to make sure that we catch criminals, you know, in our parking lot, you know, and or around that building and keep them from getting inside the building. Because you're not going to stop someone from getting in. Only thing I can do is slow them down. So that I wait, that way I can get law enforcement, or we can respond, you know, to the scene, because you can't stop someone from breaking in.
Yeah, and I want to also highlight that, you know, before we came on air, we were talking about this, but Austin PD does a great job at responding quickly, so I want to keep reminding our audience that they need to, you know, think about that. I mean, obviously our audience is not the one to worry about that, but the criminals in all of this, they are the ones who are the real issue here. And I'm going through, and, you know, sadly I learned a lot about Austin PD. They do try their best, though. There are a lot of people who are on the force who really are trying to fight, but sadly, you're up against the prosecutor's office who's really just, I mean, very left is me being very nice about this. I mean, this is somebody who doesn't want to actually prosecute crime, but took on this position. And time again, we're running into repeat offenders. I mean, I was just quickly scrolling and just typed in Austin crime, and there was another individual who apparently has a meth problem and has been arrested for a sixth time regarding that. But the prosecutor's office has declined to file charges. I mean, he's got like a list. 28 crimes since 2007, 22 felonies he's been hit with when they do decide to prosecute him. But it's not just that. You know, when I was looking to Jamie White, who is one of our employees, one of our colleagues here, and InfoWars, and I was looking into what happened to him, he was shot and killed earlier this year, by criminals trying to break into his car. I was so enraged when I was just trying to help an, our audience understand what happened. And it was kind of like we were all being stonewalled a bit. And then I came across another woman who lost her son, and she's going over how her son was murdered and in a very similar way to Jamie. And the prosecutor's office decided to drop the charges against two of the minors. So they were charged initially with capital murder. And I have to look in to see what's been going on with Jamie's case, because when they're minors, they hold these things and they lock them down, so you can't understand what is actually happening behind closed doors. But the two in this woman's case, the two minors got their charges reduced down to just like a robbery charge, even though they were part of what sadly took her son's life. So let's talk a little bit about that, because obviously you're a Second Amendment advocate, and we live in a not so friendly 2A county itself, but Travis County is a little bit of a struggle. So what, like, how do you work around the Travis County Prosecutor's Office, who's refusing to go after these criminals?
Right. What I try to, you know, get people to understand is, you're living in, you know, if you live in a major city, you live in a major city that's going to be a liberal mecca, you know, and you have a, you're going to have a DA, a district attorney, and you're going to have, possibly, you know, people who's the police chief that are going to be liberal as well. And they're not going to, you know, have your best interests at hand. You know, they're going to arrest these people. They're going to let them go. The DA is not going to prosecute. So what you have to do is, you're faced with situations like that, you have to pull your firearm out and you have to use it. Because if you do not, then that person is going to go and attack someone else, and they're going to graduate up to something else, and it's going to get worse after that. So the best thing to do is stop it, you know, right there. I tell people, my little thing is, you know, put them on that escalator and send them straight to Jesus.
I love that when you said that too. That's another one of your lines that had me cracking up when I heard that. And you're about it. I mean, I talk about it all the time. The guys in the control room know, but earlier this year in July, there was a guy who followed me into my building, and I had to pull my firearm at him. And, I had a fight to get the footage. I had a fight to, but he was doing this to women all across, allegedly, I should say, although he admitted to police that he did go after me and didn't get into my home. Or tried to get into my home, my apartment complex itself. He's been doing this to women all over Frisco and throughout the area. And so, like you said, if they think they can get away with it, they will keep doing it. And we're the ones who are supposed to draw the line here and make sure that they can't get away with this.
Yeah, because we've had a guy. I had a guy that actually did criminal mischief to us in front of the gun store. Maybe you'll find that clip. If you go to, like, my Twitter page, on my Twitter page, and scroll down a little bit, you'll see a guy on the outside. He late at night, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, this guy comes to the gun store, and he tries to, you know, he rips down the speaker, you know, that we have an announcement that lets you know that, hey, we see you, we want you to know that we see you, and police are on the way. You need to stop what you're doing. It's 4 a.m. in the morning. You shouldn't be here. So this guy rips down the speaker. He then, you know, tries to get into the store, and then he drops the speaker and says something and goes away. And so by the time the police got there, of course, he was gone. So as we go back and we look at the video, you can see this guy has an ankle monitor on. So when we did our investigation, we turned out that he was on parole from prison. This guy was on parole from prison from Houston, and he was here hiding out in Austin with an ankle monitor on. And so about what I did was, I went to all my different businesses around the area, and I showed them a photo of this guy. I said, hey, if you see this guy, you know, just give me a call and let me know. So about 4 p.m. that same day, mind you, this happened at 4 a.m., 4 p.m. that same day, the 7-Eleven called me up and said, hey, Mike, you know, the guy's inside the 7-Eleven right now. I said, great. So I went over there, drove over there real quick, got there, and boom, that was him. So I called 911. I said, hey, I said, here's the police report number. This guy did criminal mischief, tried to break into the gun store, And he's located at the 7-Eleven. I told him where and everything. And then the dispatcher says, okay, and what do you want us to do about it? I said, well, I'm holding him at gunpoint, and I hung up the phone. And so when I said that, boy, did that trigger a response. About 30 seconds later, about 10 police officers cruise into the parking lot there. And then I immediately put my hands up in the air and said, I don't have a gun. He's right there. I would never pull a gun out in this situation at all, you know, but he's right there. And so the first two police officers that jumped out of the vehicle say, yeah, Michael, we know. We took your class. So it's good to have a relationship with everybody.
I mean, Michael, you're probably the only one who get away with that.
I know.
In all of Austin, as soon as they're like, really, dude? But, I mean, it gets you a response, because I remember when I was living in New York City, and I'll spare the audience the details. It's very graphic, but there was a man, a homeless man, doing something very vile outside of my car. And it was late at night. I just got out of Fox, and I'm trying to get into my car. And as a woman, you don't want to go anywhere near that. And I call police. I'm like, hey, this man, his pants are down. He's doing something very vile. And they're like, ma'am, it's a, the street face, I can't even do this. Ma'am, it's a sidewalk. Anyone's allowed to be on it. And I'm like, no, but his pants are, and he's doing, and they're like, no, well, when we get there, he'll probably be gone anyway. So
that's what they said.
So I knew I had to get out of New York City, because it wasn't the city for me. Wow. Cause you can't even defend yourself. You can't even carry a knife. You can't carry mace. You can't carry anything.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't for me. But this is the problem sometimes, you know. People just don't take these things seriously until they get out of hand.
At least I enjoy that about Texas. You know, one thing about Texas is you can actually, in Austin, you know, Houston, wherever, you can actually have a gun on you in on public transportation. So you can, you know, get your license, you can carry your firearm, you can carry constitutionally and protect yourself, whether you're on public transportation, the subway, the train, whatever. You know, we can do that in Texas. And that's why I'm staying right here. It's the last one I got, and I'm going to stay and defend it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. That's the reason why I moved to the South, because I figured Florida or Texas, I'm good at either place right now. But it's important to do just that. And I remember, you know, when the whole thing was happening with Plano PD, they brushed it off, the guy following me inside. They said, oh, it's a flirting incident. They put that in the police report. It wasn't until I blew it up online and FOIA'd everything and pulled the footage out there and embarrassed the police department did they finally make an arrest. Mm. But I mean, the point is they grilled me. I mean, they tried to grill me. I wasn't answering questions, though, about my, they said, well, he alleged that you pulled out, or he saw a, I think his words were, a black firearm get pulled on him. Did you pull a gun on him? And I said, I can't answer that question without an attorney.
You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Well, that's what's so important here is for everyone at home to. I want to keep reminding people, because you posted this video, and I want to get it up right now in clip 17 of a very serious incident, but the homeowner found himself on having to defend his property and defend his family. Take a listen to clip 17.
All right, we're here with attorney Doug O'Connell, and just recently we had a situation here in Austin, Texas, where a guy, man, is doing something at night, you know, a cop comes across his vehicle, notices something with the vehicle, and the guy and a girl come out of the bushes, and it looks like this guy, man, shoots his girlfriend in the head trying to shoot a cop. Doug, you know, what do you know about this story? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, it's another tragedy here in our hometown of Austin. I think one of the most interesting aspects is the suspect who shoots his girlfriend, shoots the police officer, runs off. And this is, of course, in the Zilker Park neighborhood, Zilker Park area. He tries to break into somebody's home a short distance away. And that homeowner had heard the shelter-in-place warning go out here in Austin and had taken steps to prepare themselves for what turned out to be an eventuality where the bad guy was trying to break into his home. So he armed himself. Bad guy kicks the door down, as I understand it, and the homeowner fires two rounds, hitting the suspect. You know, from what I can tell, not knowing all the facts, that is a very appropriate use of deadly force to protect yourself, your family, your home. But here's the part that scares me. You know, here in Austin, we have a district attorney's office that doesn't necessarily believe in a right of self-defense, doesn't necessarily believe in the Second Amendment. And it's my understanding that that homeowner went down to the police station and submitted themselves to an interview with the police. I'm certainly not suggesting that citizens ought not to cooperate with the police, but I am always going to suggest that in a situation where you've had to use deadly force, you give a short statement to the police explaining, I feared for my life, And then the next thing out of your mouth needs to be, I want my attorney. And then later, after sitting with an attorney and going over the facts, taking that attorney's advice, it may or may not be appropriate to go ahead and give a statement to the police. But once you give that statement, you can't pull it back.
Well, you heard it here. You know, man, be careful out there. You know, it's up to you to protect yourself and also protect your family. And remember, if you have to put them on that escalator to Jesus, you do so. As always, more guns equals less crime. Go ahead and buy yourself a gun.
So I love that line. It always gives me a good laugh. But I mean, this is a real thing. People, I think, you know, after a shooting say, you know, I was 100% in the right. And they say, you know, I'm just going to tell the police what happened. And they sometimes say too much and you don't know who you're getting. I mean, I knew I was 100% in the right when I decided to pull my firearm. But then I recorded the call. PD was more concerned about me pulling a firearm than anything else. And they weren't willing to even charge the guy who followed me into my building, was following me up the stairs. So, I mean, for anyone at home right now, again, like kind of walk them through, like if you're involved in a shooting, what are you supposed to do? Because I always say don't talk, and I didn't talk when they asked me.
Right. So one of my big things is I try to especially empower women to come to class, you know, so that way when you're caught in situations like that, you're able to defend yourself and becomes second nature. Come to class. We can teach you how to draw, you know, from the holster, draw from wherever you have that firearm, whether it's your purse, whether it's your, you know, bra holster, whatever you have, you know, draw that gun and get it out and stop that threat. If you have to pull the gun out and use it, you know, God forbid, I pull my firearm, use it, then you need to immediately dial 911. You know, call 911, tell them, you know, hey, my name is so-and-so, so-and-so. My address is so-and-so, so-and-so. I've been in fear of my losing my life. You know, I had to stop this person. And then hang up that phone. Once they have that information of where you are, hang up the phone and then call your attorney. It's important that, you know, you get an attorney that, you know, some type of legal plan, you know, that is they're the ones that actually are going to handle this self-defense case, not a tax attorney. You need someone that's going to be good in, you know, in that criminal case. So having a legal plan, get yourself a plan. So that way you contact that attorney. That attorney will either talk to the police for you or tell you what to say to police. And it's important that when the police get there, you exercise your right to remain silent. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And remember that. So stick to the script.
Yeah.
Don't say anything else and lawyer up real quick, because it's usually not what people do that gets them in trouble. It's usually what they say when police get there, you know, that gets them in trouble, because police are recording, you know, with their uniform. They're recording in the vehicle. They put you in the vehicle. You sit there. And you may say something. You may start talking to yourself. Don't, because that vehicle is recording everything that you say and everything that you do. You're sitting there, you're second guessing what you just did. Keep it to yourself. Close your mouth and just, you know, wait until your attorney gets there and only speak to your attorney. Don't even let anyone see your mouth move. Don't let them hear what you're saying to your attorney, and speak only to your attorney and tell your attorney the truth.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for folks to understand, because, again, I think people, you know, just think they're in the right and they don't really have much to lose because, you know, I'm 100% right. I did what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, I totally jump on board with that and agree with it, but you got to be cautious. I wanted to get your take on this because this is really important for so many of us. You know, obviously, I talk about being a refugee from New York, and obviously, they're not very 2A friendly over there. In fact, my father, who's a veteran, they took, I think, like 2 years to approve him just to get something for his home.
Oh, wow.
And so the process itself is very long, but that's intentional. They don't want people getting firearms, and they try to drag it on, which is obviously unconstitutional. But we have this new DOJ that claims that it's preparing to fight for American Second Amendment rights. Mm. They've created this is under the Civil Rights Division. They've created a Second Amendment section. And in this, you know, Harmy Dillon is saying that they're going to be fighting back on a lot of these blue cities and states that aren't granting these permits quick enough, or they're trying their best to ban certain firearms. Just last week, this one was a big one. The Justice Department sued the DC area, the Metropolitan Police, for their unconstitutional ban on semi-automatic firearms. Now, you're somebody who's had a lot of success, we talk about this too, with going after the government and suing those who try to infringe. What do you make so far of the DOJ creating this special section, though, to go over and to hold these people accountable?
I'm kind of disappointed in what's going on right now with the administration and the Department of Justice. I wish they would do a lot more, because I sit there and I'm looking at everything and I ask myself, okay, so we're right now, we're in control of the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in control of the House and the Senate. There's no reason why, you know, we have, you know, all branches. We should be able to get whatever bill passed, you know, we want to get passed. you know, when it comes to the Second Amendment, we should be able to get it done. We should be able to remove suppressors and SBRs from the NFA list. We shouldn't have to register them at all. It should be just like any other firearm or device or part or piece. We should be able to walk to the gun store and pick it up. And there's no reason why they can't get this done. You know, we have the White House, we have the House, we have the Senate. And I'm telling you what's going to happen. If we don't get this stuff done, fix the issues with the ATF, you know, gut them and remove some of the things from the ATF. If we don't do this within the next year, we're going to lose either the House or the Senate because they're going to flip. And that's what's going to happen. And then we're going to be a stalemate for the next 3 years, you know, 2 years or whatever, and can't get anything done. So this is our chance right now. Starting January, we got to get it done. There's no reason why we should not be able to get concealed carry reciprocity, where you can, you know, get a license to carry a handgun from your state and it's recognized in all 50 states. That should have been done years ago. Right now, we, once again, we have the White House, we have the House, we have the Senate. It's easily, we can easily get that stuff done, and they're not getting it done. So, you know, I have a lawsuit right now against the state of New York, where we're suing the state of New York. The state of New York actually says that if we sell a gun to someone here in Texas and that gun winds up in New York and used in a crime, they can come back and sue me and sue the manufacturer and the distributor. So we actually filed a lawsuit against the state of New York. It's a lawsuit with Smith & Wesson, with Glock, with NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation. We're in a lawsuit together against the state of New York, you know.
Well, that's a crazy one.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's expected, though. I remember there was a couple of years back when they lost at the Supreme Court level, and New York just keeps, you know, redrafting these bills up and then passing them through. And this is, as you just alluded to, this is something that obviously they do very well.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that this is a long game, and a lot of these companies, it's, they're against companies. They're against, obviously, you're a small business owner, and mm-hmm. they're against you. But they know that the financial drain of the lawfare that's going to cost you guys to bring on these lawsuits is very extensive. So they have an arsenal of funds, obviously, to keep just pumping out legislation. So when they lose these battles in court, they just keep putting out new bills. And
right.
So it's frustrating to see how they understand this, but Republicans just seem to curl up into a ball and they don't want to get into this fight. You know, it's unfortunate, but AG Pambani, one of my concerns when she was nominated for her position is that over in Florida, she supported red flag laws, and here she is now running the DOJ. So that's why I was very skeptical. And although I do like Harmony Dillon, and this is nothing on her, when they put forward the Second Amendment section, I don't think it's going to go far enough. I mean, it just seems like we're just kicking the can down the road and just right. buying time when now is the time to fight back.
We have not gotten anything for our vote. You know, we voted for this administration to be in office, and last year we got nothing out of it as far as the 2A.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, you know, starting January the 1st, you're going to be able to get your suppressor right now, and you're not going to have to pay a $200 tax for it starting January the 1st. Right now, if you want to get a suppressor, you do the paperwork, it gets registered, and you pay the $200 tax.
Mm-hmm.
Starting January the 1st, the $200 goes away for suppressors and also for SBRs. Well, you have a bunch of people have gotten together with like Silencer Shop and some other businesses have gotten together, and they're suing the government because they're saying, hey, you know, since you're going to remove the tax starting January the 1st, then you should get rid of the registration process, you know, the NFA process of it, which is the National Firearms Act. And so we shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to file a lawsuit against the government. I shouldn't have to file a lawsuit against the Trump administration and the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms right now, because they're controlled by a Republican White House, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate. And they have the power to do this by the stroke of a pen.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't have to spend millions of dollars to sue the government when we voted for these people into office. And last year, we got nothing for our money whatsoever, nothing whatsoever. So I'm telling people right now, you need to put these people to the task. You know, contact your U.S. senator, Senator John Cornyn, Ted Cruz for the state of Texas, your senator in your state, wherever you are, and say, hey, we need something for our vote when it comes to the Second Amendment. We need something. Show us. You know, don't tell us. Show us.
Yeah.
Because you're in control of everything, and there's no reason to get this stuff done.
Yeah, and John Cornyn wants Texans to support him as he battles it out with Ken Paxton. So if you want to pretend like you are an advocate for conservatives, now would be the time to kind of get something going. But I'll just roll my eyes for now. Hopefully Ken Paxton wins that one. But, Michael, I want to thank you for joining us. And for our audience at home, give him a follow on X. It's very, very funny, of course, at Michael D. Cargill. That is where you're going to want to go. He's the owner of the Central Texas Gun Works. And it's an honor to have you on the program today in studio, my friend. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Alex is up next. Don't go anywhere. There's more to discuss in just a bit.
So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors, now available, deltatour.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.